News this hour from Town Hall. I'm Greg Clugston in Washington. The budget impasse in Congress over Homeland Security funding is causing pain for both air travelers and TSA officers who haven't been paid in weeks.
A dispute in Congress over funding the Department of Homeland Security has held up the paychecks of TSA officers for close to 6 weeks now. And some officers, like Taylor Desert in Indiana, say they've had to rely on food banks.
I never thought I would be in a position to where working for the federal government, I would need to go to a food bank.
Sarah Estelle is Chief Outreach Officer at Gleaners Food Bank of Indiana.
At Indianapolis Airport, we have about 300 TSA workers who have been working without pay for some time with no end in sight at this point. So Gleaners is doing special distributions for these workers.
I'm Donna Water.
Iran and the United States have hardened their positions after diplomacy aimed at reaching a ceasefire appeared to have faltered. But House Speaker Mike Johnson believes the war won't last much longer.
I think we're wrapping up Operation Epic Fury. That's what I think. I think it will be done in short order.
Correspondent Bernie Bennett reports that the war with Iran isn't too popular with most Americans.
As the war launched by the U.S. and Israel continues in its fourth week, a survey from the Associated Press NORC Center for Public Affairs Research indicates that while President Donald Trump's approval rating is holding steady, the conflict could be swiftly turning into a major political liability for his Republican administration. While the president is deploying more warships and troops to the Middle East, about 59% of Americans say U.S. military action in Iran has been excessive. Meanwhile, 45% are extremely or very concerned about being able to afford gas in the next few months. Bernie Bennett in Washington.
Asian stocks are lower, oil prices have risen, and U.S. stock futures are down this morning. More at townhall.com.
They say timing is everything in the gold and silver markets, and it's true. Dennis Prager here for AmFed Coin and Bullion. Although you can buy at the right time, if you buy the wrong coins, you may not make a profit. When gold was $400 an ounce, many people were talked into buying high-grade old gold and silver collector coins. Unfortunately, most of the people who bought these so-called semi-numismatic coins, like the $20 St. Gaudens and Liberty Head gold coins, have not broken even on their investment. Incredible, given that gold has risen approximately 525% since then. So while timing is everything, if you buy the wrong coins, the timing simply doesn't matter. Having a dealer who cares about positioning you in the right types of coins or bullion will mean more to your portfolio than anything else. That's why I deal with Nick Rovich and AmFed Coin and Bullion. Whether you're buying or selling, call 800-221-7694. That's 800-221-7694. Or go to AmericanFederal.com. AmericanFederal.com.
Good morning. You're on Casey and Company at 6:03. Here's Chuck Whitaker with traffic and weather on the threes.
Not too bad early, but busy on the VW Parkway already southbound. Arundel Mills down towards Route 100, 175, Route 32. Typical ride there and already pretty active coming up from the Capitol Beltway, but the lanes are open right now through 197 and 198. 95 to the Capitol Beltway is clear. Both the tunnels with a good start. Right now the lanes are open on 95 and 895. JFX, you're light and in good shape south from Ruxton Road into the ramps downtown. I'm Chuck Whitaker with traffic and weather on the threes on Talk Radio 680 WCBF.
Your Fox 45 forecast, mostly cloudy and really mild today with highs headed for the low 70s. We could see a stray shower, but I think our best chance of rain will hold off until late tonight heading into Friday morning. That's when we've got some soaking rain moving in along with cooler temperatures. From the Fox 45 Weather Authority, I'm meteorologist Amy Aronson for Talk Radio 680 WCBF.
48 degrees in White Marsh and 46 in Joppa Town at 6:04. Here are the latest headlines from the WCBM Maryland News Center. Today marks 2 years since the collapse of Baltimore's Francis Scott Key Bridge. The cargo ship Dolly struck the bridge in the overnight hours of March 26, 2024, killing six construction workers who were on the span. Since then, a number of design milestones have been reached. Demolition of the remaining bridge has been completed. Design of the new bridge is around 70% complete, and crews are driving steel piles into the bed of the Patapsco River to create the base of the new span. The bridge design is expected to be completed by June, and the state will then work to finalize the rebuild cost and construction timeline. The goal is to reopen the bridge to traffic by the end of 2030. And the Maryland Department of the Environment held a public hearing on the Inner Harbor Redevelopment Project Wednesday evening. Officials shared information about the project that's expected to begin this fall. Last night's winning Maryland Lottery pick 3 was 538. The pick 4, 6292. It's 6:05 on Casey and Company. Stein on Sports coming up next.
Build your team. Build it sooner. Need your match on ZipRecruiter.
I know that hiring can be challenging. You need someone to match your role perfectly. Well, now you can meet them fast on ZipRecruiter.
Need to hire right away. Start your search for strong candidates. The right fit awaits. All your roles, fill them sooner. Need your match on ZipRecruiter.
Just head to ZipRecruiter.com/free right now to try it for free. And you're on your way to meeting your match. 4 out of 5 employers who post on ZipRecruiter get a quality candidate within the first day. So try it now. Go to ZipRecruiter.com/free. That's ZipRecruiter.com/free.
Meet your match on ZipRecruiter. Try it free.
Now, Gary Stein on Sports.
6:05 Sports brought to you by the Comfort Guys. That's Barnin and Dermer. Keeping your home warm all winter long. All systems go for opening day here in Baltimore. Schools are closed, businesses shuttered, and the bars are open.
Gary Stein here. If your heating or AC system gives you trouble, you need a company that you can count on. That's why I recommend Farnan and Dermer Heating and Air Conditioning, serving Baltimore for 125 years. When you need help fast, they offer same-day service, while some companies are a week or more out. Plus, take advantage of interest-free financing from 60 months on select systems and BGE rebates of up to $3,000 on high-efficiency HVAC systems. Tell them I sent you and get an AC system tuned up for just $99. Call 410-367-7777. That's Farnan and Dermer, the comfort guys, my guys.
Now, Gary Stein on Sports.
Well, 6:05 Sports is brought to you by the Comfort Guys. That's Farnan and Dermer, keeping your home warm all winter long. All systems go for opening day here in Baltimore, and that means schools are closed, the businesses are shuttered, and the bars are open. At least that's the way it should be. As Charm City celebrates spring, all decked out in orange and black. First pitch, 3:05. Get in your seats at 2:30 for the orange carpet welcome of your 2026 Orioles. Your opening day starter is Trevor Rogers.
I'm already trying to contain my excitement right now. I'm just ready to get up there, pitch in front of those incredible fans, and give them a show.
And it's a new look for the Orioles this year. The debut of manager Craig Albernaz, the debut of Orioles first baseman Pete Alonso, and of course Trevor Rogers making his first MLB opening day start. Meanwhile, the season opened last night in San Francisco with a bang for the Yankees.
With 3 runs in and still only 1 away, first pitch to Trent Grisham, cranked up and sent into the right center field gap. McMahon's going to score easily. They're going to wave Wells around. Plays to third.
Jason Benetti had the call on the Netflix debut of Major League Baseball. 2-run triple by Grisham highlighted a 5-run second against Logan Webb, and the Yanks behind Max Fried blanked the Giants. 7-0 was the final. Coming up in 30 minutes, the Orioles finalize their opening day roster. And that is Stein on Sports.
From the home of the Ravens, the Orioles, and the Star-Spangled Banner, this is the right choice for Maryland.
Talk Radio 680.
Casey and Company starts now on Talk Radio 680 WCBM and 99.9 FM in Harford County. The right choice for Maryland.
I just got 3 things to say. God bless our troops. God bless America. And gentlemen, start your
top of the morning, and welcome back. This is GC and Company, Talk Radio 680 WCBM, 99.9 FM. Here in Hartford County, the right choice for Maryland. It is Thursday, March the 26th, 2026. I'm Sean Casey, coming up in this hour. President continues to pound Iran, but
Is Iran getting the message? That is the big question. Rachel Warren's mom, Patty Warren, slamming the governor over his ICE policies. But our top story involves Governor Moore, and he was out there with April McLean Delaney in Western Maryland for the ICE detention facility, calling out President Trump over no transparency over this ICE detention facility. And yet Fox 45's Gary Collins is got caught up with Governor Moore. And this is, you know, as Governor Moore is demanding transparency, he's hiding his own records after repeated requests from media outlets to give up the ghost, especially his military records, which he won't do for some strange, unknown reason. And here again, just a little reminder of the governor repeatedly calling for transparency from President Trump.
There has been an incredibly troubling and frankly, unfortunately, a consistent lack of transparency that we have seen from this process, that we have seen how the federal government, and the lack of transparency that we have seen from this Trump-Vance administration. When all we're asking for is measurements of transparency and things that make sense. By the lack of transparency that we have seen.
That's a little montage of at least a couple of times, overall nine times during his speech out in Western Maryland in Washington County over the ICE detention facility, calling the president out over the lack of perceived lack of transparency. Fox 45 Gary Collins was there, and he grilled the governor on his own lack of transparency.
Governor, you said multiple times today that you had concerns about a, quote, lack of transparency between the state of Maryland and the Trump-Vance administration. Quick question associated. Your close friend and confidant, Armstrong Williams, in the Baltimore Sun, asked you to tell the truth and release the facts. Will you release all the documents that we, Spotlight on Maryland, have asked you to release associated with your military record over the past year that we've reached out to your office about?
We've continued to show transparency on everything and all things related to Sawyer Spotlight.
Governor, you've only released 32 pages, whereas Tim Walz and also Pete Hegseth, they've released their full records. Yours is not.
Gary, we'll come back to you with those records. I know that you our team and your team are in active negotiations, which you know, and we'll come back to you.
But it's a simple question, why?
Well, we've been completely transparent. You have, as Spotlight knows, and as you guys are currently engaged in negotiations with us on. So
negotiations will release the public records. Okay.
Yeah, so you notice there the governor starts to answer, and I have been, he's falling all over himself, and then the spokesperson has to cut it. This was a alleged leader of the 82nd Airborne in the military who can't answer his own questions presented to him. Wow. And you think you're ready for the national stage? You want to be president? You can't answer a local reporter's question about your military records? I got to tell you, folks, keep digging, Gary. Keep digging, because there's something there, something he doesn't want us to see or hear. More on that coming up in just a second as he continues to call out President Trump on the transparency when he's got some skeletons in the Moore closet. That is for sure. 6:13 traffic weather on the threes. Now with the update, we've got the king of all traffic, Chuck the Body Whitaker. Morning, Chuck.
Morning. Just got word there's a big wreck near King's Dominion. If you're going south on 95, the lanes will be open, but the northbound side, according to the report we just got in, there's a tractor trailer turned over, and all the northbound lanes on 95 will be a problem. That's going to be coming up from Richmond, but I'm sure southbound can see it. So if you're going south, it'll take a few hours to get all that squared away. So anybody going down towards King's Dominion, heads up, we'll keep you posted on that. We're looking at you live right now at both the harbor tunnels. All the lanes are open, no issues at 95 or 895. Even the west side beltway just taking its time this morning. Not too much of a buildup yet between Liberty Road, I-70, and Route 40. And we've already had our first checks now through Annapolis. We're good on the Bay Bridge. 3 westbound, 2 eastbound. Everybody's clear at Ritchie Highway, the Severn River Bridge, and over towards I-97. I'm Chuck Whitaker with traffic and weather on the threes on Talk Radio 680 WCBF.
Fox 45 Weather Authority forecast, cloudy and mild today. Low 70s for opening day. Could see a stray shower, but should hold off until later on this evening into Friday morning. So I think we're okay for opening day in the game. Then tomorrow, soaking rain and temperatures fall. Just wait 5 minutes in Maryland if you don't like the weather. It's going to change. It's just been a crazy weather year, no doubt.
It really has been.
Partly cloudy. My son and sisters are talking.
What, 3 o'clock?
3:05, yeah. I'm partly cloudy, 49 in Columbia, 51 in Annapolis. Time for some one-liner news. CBS Late Show host Stephen Colbert, who's getting booted in May, has now co-written the new Lord of the Rings film. Makes sense, because the Lord of the Rings is about as funny as his monologues, you know?
It's true.
You know? I have never seen one of those movies, have you?
No.
Lord
no.
of the Rings?
No.
Okay.
I like Harry Potter.
Chuck has seen
the other ones.
Yeah, Chuck was, Lord of the Rings was the ring around the six-pack that he used to.
Then I could be Lord of the Rings,
pop open on
too.
The golf cart.
I've had many rings in my time.
Yes, you have.
And I'm still paying money for it.
Delta Airlines has suspended perks offered to members of Congress during the TSA shutdown. I understand Delta was offering them frequent liar miles. The
Did
internet
you blow bar yesterday in line?
Yeah, he was caught up in that TSA line.
He wasn't too happy.
Nope. The internet is having a good laugh at the images of Dwayne Johnson in a wig from the upcoming live-action remake of Moana.
Why?
Yeah, they say it looks like Beyonce. Which is really an insult to Beyonce.
Well, it could be Lizzo.
Yeah. Could be. No. Yeah, well, he's more cut than Lizzo is.
I understand. Yikes. She's pretty cut herself. Yeah, depends on where you look.
Yeah. Wow.
Depends where you want to cut.
Oh, dear.
In an effort
danger.
In an effort to increase enlistment, the U.S. Army has raised the maximum age to 42.
For what?
42 for enlistment. You can enlist up to 42 years of old now. Age, rather, in the Army. Although Pete Hegseth says no fat guys still applies.
There you go.
All right, so there are some people who won't be able to enlist. I won't mention any names. President Trump has rescheduled his summit in Beijing with President Xi for May 14th and 15th. Apparently this is going to be a state dinner. The question is, will fortune cookies accompany the state dinner in China?
I'd like to read those.
Yeah, exactly. That'd be very revealing, to say the least. And a survey out found that 1 in 3 Americans believe we are living in the end times.
Mm-hmm.
You know? I don't think we're going to get there. You know, once gas reaches $6.66 a gallon, then I think we're in trouble.
I'll walk.
Yeah, then you're in trouble.
I'll get a horse and buggy.
Yeah, exactly. Hey, it's opening day for the Orioles and baseball.
Attention, please. Attention. There's been a slight change in the teetotaler lineup. Catching, Bugs Bunny. Left field, Bugs Bunny. Right field, Bugs Bunny. Pitching, Bugs Bunny. Third base, Bugs Bunny. Center field, Bugs Bunny. First base, Bugs Bunny. Shortstop, Bugs Bunny. Second base, Bugs Bunny.
That's the old Peppa boy. That's the old pitching. That's putting it over the old plate, boy.
We are ready to start the spring campaign, and the new summer season is here. So, mm-hmm. Orioles host the Twins today. First pitch at 3:05. Gary has all the action and details of it. But it's just there's an eternal hope in spring when the you start. Everybody's
there.
Yeah, exactly.
The Rays are back in Tropicana Field after a year of being kicked
out. Is that right? They're back at Tropicana? They fixed the roof?
They fixed it all up.
Okay.
After a hurricane.
I thought that was just to make sure that your suite was had to
my
be
skybox
had to be restocked.
The time. The radio station skybox is fine.
Okay. Oh, so you go to the radio station? Well, I thought you were in Governor DeSantis's skybox.
No, he's only there once in a while.
Okay.
I would love to do that. I've never been in a skybox. You're a bathroom, everything.
Yeah, I was in.
Beautiful.
When we had the Orioles back in 1987, we had them for one season here at WCBM, and that was at Memorial Stadium, where there were no skyboxes.
No.
So that was, the press box, that was it.
That was it.
That was the only, that's the closest I got to a skybox was the press box back in the day. Hey, Alan Jackson's new festival is called 5 O'Clock Somewhere Fest. It's going to be held June 12th and 13th at Palm Beaches in Florida.
Spend a laid-back day on the beach with Alan Jackson's 5 O'Clock Somewhere Fest in West Palm Beach.
It's 5 O'Clock
June 12th and 13th, featuring Ella Langley.
In Texas, wow. I can tell.
Dominion,
written in stars,
Jimmy Buffett's Coral Reefer Band, plus many more. Get off the clock with a drink in your hand.
5 o'clock Somewhere Fest. That sounds like it'd be a good event. Chuck, you going?
I'm somewhere 5 o'clock every day.
Oh, that's true. It's your 9 o'clock is 5 o'clock.
actually.
That's when the heavy drinking.
9:05 a.m.
That's exactly. Somewhere. That's when the heavy drinking really begins, isn't it?
Oh, no. You got to just work your way up to it.
Yeah, exactly.
You know, otherwise, just laying in the gutter somewhere.
Yeah, you don't want to dribble that first shot off the first tee.
No.
You may have to play D.O. the rest of the.
I know what that is.
I know you know what it is. Have you ever had to play D.O.? That's the question.
I've been close. I was walking up there with a yardstick just to make sure it was past the lady's tee, yes.
I bet you were. All right, we'll see.
That's
in a couple.
That's a bad situation, by the way.
Yes, it is.
Nothing worse than playing with your pants around your ankles.
Oh, dear.
Yes.
Yeah, ask Bill Clinton about that. All right.
That's another story.
Exactly. See you in a couple. 6:20, 20 minutes, half the hour. The Governor Moore's transparency, and this is, we're going to get to this here in just a second, because he continues to say he's the most transparent human being on the planet. We now know that his military records are nowhere to be found, and he won't reveal them. Unlike others that have already done that. So give us a call. Let us know. 410-922-6680. 1-800-WCBM-680. Email us am680@WCBM.com. Or text into the show using the free WCBM mobile app.
Grandma's coming! Grandma's
coming! No. What am I going to do with this house? I don't have the energy this year to listen to her critique my cleaning and how this place looks.
Call Maid Pro!
I know. I'll call Maid Pro. Their 49-point checklist will keep your grandmother quiet and get this place back in shape and up to her standards.
Can we have candy, please?
Oh, God.
Call Maid Pro, 410-529-5960 or maidpro.com, because grandma's standards aren't standard.
Sean Casey with Vinny Steo, CEO of Your Home Sold Guaranteed Realty. Welcome back, Vinny. For the past 9 years now, you've been on WCBM helping families plan their next big move with your exclusive programs. And for those planning ahead this year, what's your best advice?
Yeah, Sean, 9 years and thousands of great stories. Our local market is stabilizing, which means home sellers need to be more prepared. With our Fix It to Sell program, home sellers can receive a free market evaluation to determine if repairs are even necessary. We have buyers in our database looking for homes that need work, but if they choose to do repairs, they can let us pay for them up front, and then they simply reimburse us when the home sells. Our Fix It to Sell program provides home sellers with a list of the best repairs that will yield the highest return. Work is performed by licensed contractors at our negotiated pricing to ensure you're getting the best deal.
That is such a great program. Call or text Vinny right now at 410-709-7515, 410-709-7515, or vinnysteo.com.
File now with TurboTax on Intuit Credit Karma. They'll find every credit and deduction. Or your money back. File in the Credit Karma app.
The views and opinions you hear on Talk Radio 680 WCBM and WCBM.com are not necessarily those of the owners, management, employees, and advertisers of WCBM.
Twenty-two minutes after the hour. You are listening to Casey and Company on this Thursday morning. It is opening day, and all hope springs eternal as the our birds host the Twins today. Hopefully, they're going to rebound from a dismal season last year, and everything starts anew. As again, Oriole Park at Camden Yards, a lot of big changes there. We'll get into that a little bit later on. 6:23, traffic and weather on the threes now with the update. Here is the king of all traffic, Chuck the Body Whitaker.
So far this morning, all the problems are down south, now on the Cap Beltway in Northern Virginia. In Alexandria, the inner loop is blocked temporarily just after the Woodrow Wilson Bridge. So you know that's going to be a big pain in the neck for the traffic trying to get over eventually to go south onto I-95. So we already have a look at that, and that's backed up towards Indian Head Highway on the Prince George's County line and moving over eventually to the Woodrow Wilson Bridge. And then, as we mentioned earlier, there's a big wreck on I-95 at King's Dominion. All the northbound lanes are closed on I-95. Southbound is slowing there at the accident scene. I'm Chuck Whitaker with traffic and weather on the threes. on Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Fox 45 Weather Authority forecast, cloudy, mild today, low 70s. Rain should hold off till later on this evening into Friday morning, so we should get the baseball game in no problems today. Right now, 49 and mostly clear in Pikesville, and it is 49 and windy in Ocean City. So the governor likes to say he's being transparent on everything, but at the end of the day, we haven't seen much of anything as far as his official records.
And I've been very transparent about my life. I've been very, very transparent about my career in public service. I've been very transparent about the things that we have done and the impacts that we have made, and I am proud of them. And I will defend them.
Yeah, and you could try to defend him, but the problem is until we see stuff. Like, now I know they've asked, Fox 45 has asked for his academic records at Valley Forge Military School and also at Oxford. They remember the thesis that he was an expert on Islamo-fascist terrorism in Latin America. So that has not been produced. It just vanished. It disappeared. And then there was the Bronze Star thing. He let people believe he was a Bronze Star recipient. He never claimed he was, but he was introduced, I think it was by Stephen Colbert and by Oprah Winfrey and others. They would describe him as a Bronze Star recipient when he actually wasn't a Bronze Star recipient until they scrambled to get him a Bronze Star. And that was right before Joe Biden left office. So we do not have his military records. Now everybody else has produced their military records that has run for public office. Why is the governor keeping his military records secret? Why won't he produce them?
And I think the word that I thought was most interesting that his spokesperson used was negotiations. They're in negotiations with Fox 45. Should that ever be? I mean, we're a media outlet, and he's a public official, and people are asking to see. Should there ever be such a thing as negotiation? I mean, people public, have a right to see things.
Yeah, public records are public records.
Yeah. What are they negotiating? I don't.
As to what they will release, when they will release it, who knows? I mean, that you're right. That is a very interesting choice of words there. I was struck by that, but also the fact that he was a little flustered by that question. You could tell, and you don't really see the mask come off too much with Westmore. It did yesterday at that facility. But the other thing is that the spokesperson jumped in and tried to come into his rescue and save him because he knew he was on the ropes.
It's a little Biden. I mean, that's almost a little like Biden. Most officials, politicians should be able to sweet talk. Maybe they're not saying anything, but they should be able to answer the question and make it sound, give a word sound. At least they sound like they did. So that was bad. That made him look extremely weak.
Yeah, yes, it did. Also looking, making extremely weak is, again, the Key Bridge. Today is the 2-year anniversary of the collapse of the Key Bridge. Yesterday, Ed Hale Sr. held a press conference. We'll be talking with him a little bit later on in the show in our 8 o'clock hour, but he was calling out the governor for a lack of significant progress.
The traffic is so bad because of the work that has really not been done and is not going to be done in the foreseeable future. What this is emblematic of a governor that's really not paying attention to this whatsoever.
Yeah, and Hale says he's got plans, but we don't know what the specifics of those plans are yet. And I would start again. I will ask him a little later on this morning. But he says he's got people standing by ready to launch into action.
I've talked to a bunch of people, and they're standing by, ready to do it.
Yeah. More out there bragging the other day that, this is the fastest accelerated reconstruction project in history.
The rebuild of the Francis Scott Key Bridge is the fastest large project in the country right now.
But Hale makes a great point that who's going to get more cooperation? You got Moore constantly slamming the Trump administration, suing the Trump administration through his lackey A.G. Brown and the like. And Hale says, who do you think is going to get things done faster, Moore or Ed Hale?
Governor Moore calls up Donald Trump and says, hey, I need another couple billion dollars. Can you help me out? What do you think is going to happen? If Governor Hale calls him, I think he'll get a better answer.
So, again, I don't know because I'm not a construction expert, but to me, 2 years and basically all we have is we've got the debris out and we have some test piles that have been driven into the Patapsco, in the bed of the that's it. That's 2 years in the making, I would think. And he did raise an interesting point. We'll talk about this later on the show. Where are the lawsuits? to get the money back of the damage caused by the dolly that hit the bridge and everybody else that's involved. Why are taxpayers, should any taxpayer money at all be spent on this? I don't think so. So we'll get to that a little bit later on when Ed joins us. Tim Kyle, Electric Heating and Cooling there right now. Of course, it's AC time. And I got to tell you, the electric bills are just off the charts if you've been opening up your electric bills now and even your gas bills. And you want to make sure that your AC unit is operating at peak efficiency. And so call them today and schedule your maintenance checkup on your HVA system, including the air conditioning, meaning that they'll make sure your filters are changed, that all the parts are working, and that if you do need refrigerant, they can accommodate you there as well. Best place to do it is to give them a call, 410-876-9404. That's 410-876-9404. Or online, you can request a schedule a visit at timkylecompany.com. Tell them I sent you. It's 6:30. Let's get some news headlines once again. Here's Maggie Hunter.
Thanks. Good morning. A new report by Baltimore Inspector General Isabel Cumming has found that a city employee's electronic communications included threats of physical violence and other inappropriate comments. The IG says the comments violate the technology acceptable use policy, and since many communications are with subordinates, they could create and foster a toxic or hostile workplace environment. The results of the investigation can be found under recent OIG reports on the Baltimore City website. The report was presented to city leaders in December, and Cumming received a letter from the mayor in February saying there would be an appropriate response. City police are investigating a Wednesday afternoon shooting in Northwest Baltimore. Officers were called to the 4100 block of Patterson Avenue just before 1 p.m., where they found a man with an apparent gunshot wound. The victim was taken to a hospital for treatment, but there is no word on his condition. And with a $71 billion budget, Maryland outspends many states of larger size, but lawmakers and advocates say tracking how that money is spent and who can access public records can be difficult. And the American Cancer Society is expanding its Hope Lodge in Baltimore and moving it into a new facility located at 635 West Lexington Street. Its newest location will be across the street from the soon-to-be former Hope Lodge, with it opening in September. And an open-air burn that was to take place in Wicomico County was canceled Wednesday and has been rescheduled. The burn on property behind the Newland Park landfill will be carried out today, weather permitting. And Fox 45 reports that Governor Wes Moore is publicly demanding transparency from federal officials while continuing to withhold key records about his own military service and background, an unresolved issue that is drawing renewed scrutiny. The tension surfaced Monday in Hagerstown, where Moore criticized what he called a consistent lack of transparency. 6:32 on Casey and Company. Coming up next, Chuck Whitaker with traffic and weather on the threes.
Hi, Greg Talbot with Strategic Tax Resolution. Tax enforcement and defense strategies have changed a lot over the last year. After nearly 5 years, the IRS has restarted automated collections. You could be next for bank levies and wage garnishments. Ignoring the issue is not an option. Call 443-367-9000 to get protected. You have unfiled returns or can't renew your license? We work directly with the IRS and state so you don't have to. Let us use our proven strategies and experience with the IRS and state to resolve your tax issue. Qualified clients have cut their tax debt by more than 90%. How would that feel? Act now to learn the latest updates to tax relief programs. Your eligibility might not be the same. Strategic Tax Resolution, local, trusted, A-plus rated by the BBB. Call 443-367-9000. Ask for me, Greg Talbot. 443-367-9000. You've got a guy on your side. StrategicTaxResolution.com. Get relief.
6:33 on Casey and Company. Here's Chuck Whitaker with traffic and weather on the threes.
Major backup on the Capitol Beltway if you're going from Prince George's County into Alexandria and then around towards Springfield. The wreck is on the inner loop of the Capitol Beltway on the Virginia side, but the backups start on the Woodrow Wilson Bridge and going back to the Maryland side of the bridge, and it is total gridlock right now for the traffic in that area. It looks like the local lanes might be getting by to exit at Alexandria, but the straight through lanes aren't going anywhere. And then there's a major wreck near King's Dominion with slowing on both sides of I-95 through there. Beltway locally begins to fill in just a bit now from 795 down through Frederick Road. I'm Chuck Whitaker with traffic and weather on the threes on Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Your Fox 45 forecast, mostly cloudy and really mild today with highs headed for the low 70s. We could see a stray shower, but I think our best chance for rain will hold off until late tonight heading into Friday morning. That's when we've got some soaking rain moving in along with cooler temperatures. From the Fox 45 Weather Authority, I'm meteorologist Amy Aronson for Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Now, Gary Stein on sports.
A lot of firsts happening today at Camden Yards. First game for the manager, Craig Albernaz. First time Pete Alonso will be introduced as the Orioles' first baseman. And it's the first time that Trevor Rogers will take the ball on opening day. The left-hander telling Barstool Sports the other day how he got the news from pitching coach Drew French.
He said, we just need to go over some scheduling. I'm like, okay, sounds good. And then he takes me into Albie's office, and then everyone was in there. Like, I don't know why it takes eight guys to talk about a schedule, but shortly after that, I realized what it was about, and it was pretty special.
And, of course, Rogers coming off the historic year last year for the Birds, the lowest ERA ever for a pitcher in a single season with over 100 innings in an Oriole uniform. O's releasing their opening day roster yesterday. No major surprises in the field. Jeremiah Jackson made it as a utility infielder. So did Leota Taveras as the fifth outfielder. Now, there was a surprise in the bullpen. Right-hander Anthony Nunez, who was actually demoted to the minors on March 8th, began pitching only in 2024 and has made only 16 appearances above AA, makes the roster. The Orioles were able to recall him because he's replacing an injured pitcher in Keegan Aiken. And speaking of that, there are seven players who will start on the injured list. Jackson Holliday, Heston Kerstad, and Jordan Westberg will be on the 10-day IL. Aiken and Andrew Kittredge on the 15-day. That's retroactive to March 22nd. Felix Bautista and Colin Selby on the 60-day injured list. Albert Suarez did not make the team. He accepted an assignment to AAA Norfolk. Major League Baseball opened the season last night in San Francisco, Yankees and the Giants.
And Max Fried has been ornery tonight. The very effective aforementioned lefty is done after 6 1/3 of shutout baseball.
Jason Benetti had the call on the debut of Netflix coverage of Major League Baseball. 6 1/3 of shutout baseball indeed for the left-hander. Only two hits allowed as the Yanks blanked the Giants 7-0 was the final. A sidebar, Yankees win an opener with a shutout on the road for the first time in 59 years. NBA news, the league's Board of Governors has approved a vote to explore bids and applicants for expansion teams exclusively in Las Vegas and Seattle. Pardon me. This according to ESPN, sources telling the network that the league is targeting the 2028-29 season for the two expansion franchises to start. A bidding process is expected to generate offers in the $7 to $10 billion range for each team. The time now is 6:37 when we return, another reason why baseball is a sport like no other.
If your home is a bit dated, one of the best things you can do is renovate prior to selling. But how do you pay for it? I'm Sean Holden, owner of Renovation Real Estate. Let Renovation.Real Estate take care of everything for you. We handle the upfront costs, complete the renovations, then list your home for sale. You don't pay for renovations until closing. No gimmicks, just results. Imagine using our money to raise the value of your property without any upfront expense. Call today at 410-724-1199 or visit us at Renovation.Real Estate. We fix it, we sell it, you profit. MHIC 118-795.
You know, so this really is like a local holiday, and it's great. I mean, and I think a lot of it has to do with the fact that it's spring, so it's coming after winter. But here's the interesting thing about baseball, Sean. In what other sport is opening day as important as it is in baseball, when you think about it? I mean, opening day in football, I mean, it's great. It's okay.
Yeah, it's good. The first week of, right. You know, but you have a lot. Yeah,
you know, baseball. It's hockey.
Because it's such a long season.
Well, but it's also, yes, but it's also because there's just something special about going to the park.
Yeah.
You know, it's not like, it's not like a high pressure environment. It's just.
No, football begins really in the end of summer and goes all the way through winter. Ice hockey begins in fall, goes through summer. and the NBA pretty much the same thing. And it just, to me, I think opening day is the rebirth.
Exactly.
It's spring. It's the beginning of spring, which is, again, we've got Easter and Passover, and the weather is changing for the better. So I think that's the reason why opening day is such a big deal.
I think it's that, but I think it's just something else completely. I think it's the mental attitude that people have about baseball versus all the other sports. There's a pleasure to it. There's a leisure to it. There's a sit back and have a conversation with your friend.
You also are playing 162 games over the course of this entire campaign, so that has a lot to do with that, I think.
You think
as
that's
well.
Too many?
Yeah, I think it's, well, it used to be 154.
54, yeah.
And then they changed that. I think, you know, look, to me, it's a long season. I hate when the World Series is being decided in late October, early November. But, you know, it is what it is. So we'll see what happens. But good luck to the Birds today.
Love it.
And you're going to be out there, right?
Yeah, I'm going to be out there in the pregame. And, I'll be out there as a fan today.
Okay, very good.
Well, gotcha.
We'll get your impressions tomorrow morning.
You will.
Thanks, Gary. 6:39, 21 minutes now before the hour of 7 o'clock. Tom in Westminster wants to weigh in on Governor Moore's military record as a veteran. Good morning, Tom.
Good morning, sir. I just want to make a comment about the governor. His rank was captain. He was, if I understand what I see on his uniform, the pictures aren't clear. He was a military police officer, which means he's rear echelon. He was not a frontline combat soldier. And in the Army, we have a term for those guys. It's REMF, RIMP, which is rear echelon mofo. And there's a very strong reason he doesn't want his records released. He was not a combat soldier. And his Bronze Star that he put himself in for was for service, not for valor.
Right.
If you look on the reverse of the medal, it says for military valor or service. You can have a you can get one for service, but it won't have the bronze V on the ribbon for valor. But he never had it presented while he was on duty, and he put it in his resume and wore it without being authorized.
I would think that the Bronze Star with a V is what most people think when they hear Bronze Star, but you're saying that there's also you can just get one for service. Hey, look, and we thank him for his service, you know, being part of the 82nd Airborne, and again, I applaud everyone for serving their country, but the thing that really bugs me is that I think it demeans the people that do get the Bronze Star with the V. They don't put in for it themselves. They don't claim. I've talked to a number of veterans who don't like to talk about their decorations or their medals. I mean, if you bring it up and whatever, but they're not patting themselves on the back. This guy, it's just, to me, he seems like he's a manufactured person, and he's embellished a lot. So I think that is a form of stolen valor. And I think that that's the reason why they scrambled for his political future, to make sure that he got one. Tom, thanks so much. I really appreciate your clarification on that. Thank you for your service as well. Patty Moore and Rachel Moran's mom criticizing the governor over opposing the ICE detention centers in Washington County in Maryland.
He is totally politics over people. He genuinely does not care about the people of Maryland or the constituents that he represents. All the time Marylanders are like, what is the matter with this governor? Why is he doing this? It's ludicrous.
Yeah, it is. And she makes the point that many people have died, including her daughter, the mother of five, Rachel Morin, on the Ma and Pa Trail. And this is not something that you trivialize or you politicize.
There's so many people that have died because of these open border policies and these sanctuary city policies, where they take and they protect the criminal.
That's exactly what they're doing. They want to punish ICE. They want to protect the criminal. That's what they do, the Democrat Party here in the state of Maryland. And especially when it comes to illegal aliens, it seems like, and we had that admission by Senator Chris Murphy yesterday, they care the most about illegals more than they do law-abiding citizens.
First off, I was just really angry because he is misrepresenting the people of Maryland. Last time I looked, statistics said 1.3 million immigrants in Maryland. And you know that some of those are here illegally.
Yeah. Well, did you see the population growth in Maryland? 20,000 coming from what they're calling immigration or whatever. But we lost, as a total, 11,000 come from new births and people moving into the state. We lost 12,000 Marylanders, so the out-migration is worse. It's a net loss of 1,000 people. If it weren't for the illegal aliens coming into the state of Maryland, 20,000 of them, mostly on the eastern shore, then Maryland would be in a severe population decline. So think about that for just a second. More from Patty Moran coming up in just a second. 6:43, time for WCBM traffic weather on the threes. Once again, the king of all traffic is here, Lugnuts Johnson.
All right, so the west side outer loop now, just looking there, and that's the normal delay coming south from 795. It's backed up now right there and moving slowly all the way down through Route 40, but at least we're moving. And looking at the camera here, right where there's no shoulder available in the construction zone above Security Boulevard, all is well right through there. It's filled in just a bit now on the Parkville side, coming over towards Hartford Road, Herring Parkway, and eventually over towards Providence Road. Last check, and I'm heading there right now, looking at both the Harbor Tunnels. 895 now is starting to slow back towards the Erdman Avenue ramp. It's moving, but it's slowing all the way back there. 95 at last check, still clear going into the Fort McHenry Tunnel, but we'll probably pick up some brake lights around the O'Donnell Street area. And yep, I just changed the camera, and there it is right there on 95 South. Capitol Beltway, I'm going to tell you something. If you have to go into Northern Virginia right now, good luck. The wreck is on the Virginia side of the Capitol Beltway on the interloop after the Woodrow Wilson Bridge, and the interloop is closed between Alexandria and Springfield, and that traffic is backed up. It's not quite the Branch Avenue, but almost. That is a multi-mile backup, and you have no recourse. That's it. The Woodrow Wilson Bridge is the only way there across the Potomac, and it's a bad situation right now. I'm Chuck Whitaker with traffic and weather on the threes on Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Fox 25 Weather Authority forecast, cloudy, mild today for opening day, low 70s. Could see a stray shower later on this evening into the Friday morning. Tomorrow's going to be soaking rain all day with cooler temperatures. But we're going to get the game in today, so get out and enjoy opening day at Oriole Park at Camden Yards. Right now it's partly cloudy, 50 in Stevensville, and it is 50 in Pasadena. Let's head out to the Chuck Wagon. Latest items trending the food and beverage world. Public service for our listeners in the name of Butterball Johnson.
Well, we shouldn't hope for too much.
No, we shouldn't. We never do, folks. We get just what we deserve. Today is National Spinach Day.
I'm Popeye the Sailor Man. I'm Popeye the Sailor Man. I'm strong to the spinach, cause I eat me spinach. I'm Popeye the Sailor Man.
I was always worried about olive oil. I thought she was anorexic.
Oh, yeah, she definitely has an eating disorder. Yeah, and, it's got to be.
And Bluto. Bluto was always a...
Bluto was overweight.
Yeah. And he had a...
Yeah, exactly. Yeah, putting olive oil next to Bluto was just, it was pure torture.
That wasn't going to happen.
No.
No, I mean, stranger things have happened, but
Bluto would have killed her.
Are you a spinach fan?
Yeah, in fact, I have that in the fridge here.
Yeah. Chuck, you like spinach?
At the compound?
I like spinach, yes.
Yeah, I can't eat it because...
I don't like it out of the can.
It can cause
it.
Kidney stones. That's why I'm prone to those, so... Yeah, that's something in spinach. I don't know what it is. Yeah, that's what my doctor said.
I don't need it in the can either.
Yeah, exactly. You should
eat it at the table.
Right. That's the best place for it. Yesterday was National Cheesesteak Day. In honor of the big day in Philadelphia, at the airport, they broke the Guinness World Record for the longest line of cheesesteaks.
Today, we're going to make world history on the National Cheesesteak Day in Philadelphia.
1,200 feet. Roll to roll, Philly cheesesteaks.
1,300 cheesesteaks on the concourse between terminals B and C. My question is, what happens? Do you get to eat them after they roll them out, or do they throw all that food away? I would think that they'd have lunch for everybody. I don't know.
Yeah, you would think.
Krispy Kreme drops their Easter basket collection, new donuts. They have the Easter egg basket donut, original glazed donut with vanilla flavored buttercream dipped in sugar.
Just what we need.
Yeah, strawberry egg donut. Unglazed shell donut filled with white cream dipped in strawberry. And the baby chick donut, original glazed donut dipped in vanilla flavored icing, decorated with baby chick sugar piece as well. So that's a participating Krispy Kremes. We found the perfect jacket for you, Maggie. This is the KFC Pickle Puffer jacket.
That is.
It is a jacket.
I wish I looked like that in it.
It's a transparent jacket filled with pickles.
Wait, it's transparent. It is transparent.
It's, yeah, it's transparent.
The bread and butter slice.
Yeah, exactly. Or you can have dill slices, whichever you prefer. Okay. Or you can get yourself a you know, a little gherkin.
Excuse me?
If you want.
Like a gherkin to start your day.
Yeah, exactly. Or you get those big kosher dills. What do you prefer?
I love them all.
Flag that. We'll use that somewhere.
Yes, we will. We'll put it on Maggie's Greatest Hits one day. We have the beets. I love them all.
I love all pickles.
And finally,
there's always room for pickles.
Pop-Tart Super Stuff Packs. They've got the Super Stuff Packs now at 50% more filling in your Pop-Tarts. Okay, you keep running into your microphone this morning. You okay?
It keeps like it's got a mind of its own.
Looks like a pickle at this point. All right. Very good. thank you, Maggie. Appreciate that. 6:49, 11 minutes now before the hour of 7 o'clock. Patty Morin on, again, what she says Governor Moore and other Democrats are guilty of is breaking federal law.
Marylanders that are here want ICE, want law enforcement to protect us. That's what we're paying our taxpayer dollars for, not for Governor Moore to go to the courts and fight this imaginary battle because he's trying to, I don't know, maybe make points with the Democrat Party or something. He's completely out of touch with Marylanders, and it's just, it's very upsetting.
Indeed it is. So that is Patty Moore, Rachel Moore's mom. And as, by the way, there was two men are in custody following a reported sexual assault at Patterson Park a couple of weeks ago. They are 19-year-old Brian Alvarado Gomez, accused of sexually assaulting a woman, punching her in the head, and 22-year-old Angel Rafael Argueta Rivera. Also, same thing. Police later found the suspects near a swimming pool in Patterson Park. Both possessed pellet guns that resembled firearms as they assaulted this woman. I'm wondering what their immigration status is. Of course, we have not learned that as of yet, but hopefully we will. Town Appliance, right off Reisterstown Road at Owings Mills. Got to stop in and check out the 70 different brands on display. Mayor and Mayor, both guys named Mayor that run Town Appliance, and they're expanding their showroom, by the way. And you, if you're in a market for just a single appliance or an entire kitchen upgrade, whatever your needs are, they want you as a customer for life. They offer competitive pricing, five-star service. They'll help you. They'll go out of their way to help you design your kitchen or find exactly the appliance that's right for you. Doesn't matter what budget you have, they've got it for you at Town Appliance. Again, right off Reisterstown Road, and make sure you stop in for the 47th anniversary sale, and you can win a free coffee machine. No purchase necessary.
The moment you arrive at Pennsylvania Dutch Market in Cockeysville, the aroma alone will have your mouth watering. Freshly roasted pork, daily caught seafood, and homemade desserts that taste just like mom made. You'll find everything you need to prepare a great holiday feast all in one stop. And don't miss Twin Brooks Furniture for incredible ideas at unbeatable value. Open Thursdays and Fridays 9 to 6 and Saturdays 8 to 4. Start a new holiday tradition with your family at Pennsylvania Dutch Market on York Road in Cockeysville.
Hey Baltimore, how does guaranteed income that you cannot outlive sound to you? Great, right? Then call Adam Waske, president of Harford Life Group. He's been helping people get the most out of their finances for over 15 years. Adam will grow your money without risk. Yep, you heard that right. Growth without risk. You can also enjoy an up to 20% cash bonus with no fees. And you heard that right as well. Learn more about Adam Waske. Go to HarfordLifeGroup.com.
I'm as mad as hell, and I'm not going to take this anymore!
Massive tax increases, skyrocketing utility bills, criminal illegals roaming free in the state. It must stop now. Go to WCBM.com and sign our state petition. Send a message to our elected leaders that they need to listen to voters and stop the tyranny of one-party rule. Go to WCBM.com and send an SOS for a real change.
We've learned to listen.
Listen for the news at the top of the hour and again at the bottom of the hour. Then back to the top for more.
That's why it's important you listen to us.
Listen for the news on Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
6:53, traffic and weather on the threes. Now with the update, here's the King, Lugnuts Johnson.
All right, so both the tunnels, the lanes are open. There are no incidents right now going into 895 or 95, but now we're backed up, almost back to Moravia Road on 895. 95 is back almost now to Moravia Road as well. 25-minute delays and growing with the heavy traffic south at both the Harvard Tunnels. Beltway has picked up also with the normal delays now at Hartford Road and from 795. Major, major backup because of a wreck on the Capitol Beltway on the interloop between Alexandria and Springfield. The backup is a multi-mile backup that right now is all the way back to Branch Avenue on the Capitol Beltway. Hopefully we'll get some good news here in the next 25 to 30 minutes. But right now, total gridlock through that area. I'm Chuck Whitaker with traffic and weather on the threes on Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Fox 25 Weather Authority forecast. Cloudy, mild today. High in the low 70s for opening day. And then the rain comes in later on this evening into tomorrow morning. Tomorrow it'll be a soaking rain with cooler temperatures. And right now we're 47 and clear in Middle River, 48 in Forest Hill. The latest on Operation Epic Fury, military combat operations in and over Iran, day 40. The president saying that, look, this was Iran had plagued the world for 47 years, and he had no choice but to deal with it.
What we had to do is get rid of the cancer. We had to cut out the cancer. The cancer was Iran with a nuclear weapon, and we've cut it out. Now we're going to finish it off.
The president pointed out that he has already settled 8 wars, and this one will be the next.
We settled 8 wars, people sort of forget, and we're winning another one. I tell you, we're winning so big, nobody's ever seen anything like we're doing in the Middle East with Iran.
Yeah, and you look at it, what was it, 6 other previous presidents? You had Carter, you had Reagan. Of course, you had Bush 41, you had Bill Clinton, you had Bush 43. And Barack Obama and Joe Biden, 7 previous presidents could not do what President Trump has done.
I went on to do something that for 47 years should have been done by any of the other presidents. And you heard numerous of them said they wished they did it, but they didn't have the guts to do it. We had no choice.
So Iran, allegedly, from Iranian sources, has rejected the ceasefire or the deal. That's what we're hearing. But it has not been confirmed yet by the president. These are reports. But he said that one of the reasons why Iran wants to make a deal, but they're afraid to put themselves out there, is because they think they're the primary people in charge now are afraid they're going to get taken out.
They want to make a deal so badly, but they're afraid to say it because they figure they'll be killed by their own people. They're also afraid they'll be killed by us.
Yeah. And we did find out that the president from Iran, the president was talking about the other day, was a safe tanker passage through the Strait of Hormuz. And it would be a tremendous amount of money, and he didn't provide a lot of details. But now unnamed U.S. officials are saying that in a gesture of goodwill, Iran is allowing some of those tankers, just not tankers affiliated with the U.S. or Israel, to get through the Strait of Hormuz, but other countries are able to do that. At the same time, there's a mass text message sent out to mobile users in Iran promoting what it was described as an international campaign to reward the assassination of Trump. Apparently, somebody within the government of Iran is offering $25 million for the head of President Trump. So, again, this is far from over. I did get a hold of the 15-point plan that the president is demanding that Trump acquiesce to in order to get a ceasefire. Here are just some of these points in the plan. Iran must dismantle its existing nuclear capabilities, must commit never to pursue nuclear weapons again. There will be no uranium enrichment on Iranian territory. Iran must hand its stockpile of the 450 kilograms of uranium enriched to 60% over to the International Atomic Energy Agency in the near future in a timetable to be agreed upon. The nuclear facilities at Natanz, Isfahan, and Fordo must be dismantled. The IAEA must be granted full access, transparency, and oversight inside Iran. They must abandon their regional proxy paradigm. They must cease the funding, direction, and arming of said regional proxies. The Strait of Hormuz must remain open and function as a free maritime corridor. Iran's missile program must be limited in both range and quantity, with specific thresholds to be determined at a later stage. Any future use of missiles would be restricted to only self-defense. In return, Iran would receive a full lifting of sanctions imposed by the international community. The U.S. would assist Iran in advancing its civilian nuclear program, including electricity generation at the Bushehr nuclear plant, and the so-called snapback mechanism, which allows for automatic reimposition of sanctions and Iran fails to comply, would be removed. So, again, that's there are a lot of 14 or 15 points there, and there's a lot to digest. So that's why this might be taking longer than we had hoped for. But the daily pounding of Iran, we have not let up. In fact, Admiral Brad Cooper, who's running from CENTCOM, this whole campaign is just they have their Air Force is gone. Their Navy's pretty much shot. Again, their ability to manufacture missiles now has been severely impaired. So not only can they can't make them, they can't launch them, and they can't use them for the most part. That doesn't mean there could be a rogue one that gets through here or there. So Iran is on the precipice of complete annihilation militarily. And that is just incredible, thanks to the brave men and women of our armed forces and the IDF as well. Stick with us. It's 7 o'clock, and you're listening to Casey and Company.
This is the right choice for Maryland.
Talk Radio 680, WCBN, Baltimore.
News this hour from Town Hall. I'm Greg Clugston in Washington. There's been a major verdict in a California social media trial. Here's Lisa Dwyer.
A California jury found both Meta and YouTube liable in a lawsuit aiming to hold social media platforms responsible for harm to children using their services. The plaintiff was awarded $3 million in damages. The 20-year-old woman, identified as KGM in documents, or Kaylee, as her lawyers have called her during the trial, says her early use of social media addicted her to the technology and exacerbated her mental health struggles. This is the second verdict this week against Meta after a jury in New Mexico determined the company harms children's mental health and safety.
The Iranians have rejected a 15-point U.S. proposal for a ceasefire in the ongoing war. As diplomatic efforts continue, White House Press Secretary Caroline Levitt warns President Trump is not backing down in the war.
But if Iran fails to accept the reality of the current moment, if they fail to understand that they have been defeated militarily and will continue to be, President Trump will ensure they are hit harder than they have ever been hit before. President Trump does not bluff, and he is prepared to unleash hell.
Meanwhile, sirens sounded in central Israel today as Iran launched more missiles. Pressure is mounting on Congress to end the funding shutdown. It's resulted in travel disruptions, missed paychecks, and even warnings of airport closures. But lawmakers have yet to resolve the underlying issue of reforming the Trump administration's immigration enforcement operations. Idaho lawmakers are considering a bill that would make it a crime for transgender people to use the bathroom that matches their gender identity. The measure would include privately owned businesses. More on these stories at townhall.com.
Sight and Sound Films presents
Benjamin Franklin,
Reverend Whitfield,
A Match Made in Heaven,
or just a deal made in a print shop.
Two voices.
My friends, do you want to be free?
One idea.
The Constitution needs to speak to the heart of these people.
A new nation.
You are the lightning bolt, George. I am just the lightning rod. And who is the source, Ben?
A Great Awakening. In theaters this Easter. AGreatAwakening.com for details. Rated PG-13.
Hi. Flo here from Progressive. You know, life changes quickly, so it's good to have flexible coverage.
Oh, you mean like adding another vehicle?
Yes, that's something we can do.
Great, because I was thinking about getting a van so we could just keep the kids' softball stuff in the car. guitar. Oh, we don't need to get into specifics. Just saying it's easy to change. Oh, and Hannah wants to try the tuba. Again, we don't need the specifics. Last year, she wanted to be a tap dancer, but that only lasted 2 lessons.
Okay,
but she kept the shoes because they are adorable.
Well, just know that with Progressive, you can easily add another car to your auto insurance because we know life changes.
Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates.
Good morning. You're on Casey and Company. It's 7:03. Here's Chuck Whitaker with traffic and weather on the threes.
There's a minor backup now around this wreck, and it went into a delay on 95. Started with a minor wreck here, southbound 95 at the Keith Avenue ramp, right before we get into the Fort McHenry Tunnel. They're against the left-hand Jersey wall, so they're completely off the roadway, but they're looking at it, and now the backup on 95 went all the way around the curve and back towards Moravia Road. 895 southbound is also backed up to Moravia Road. At least 25-minute delays on the southbound side. Active fire call in the city now. 1200 block of Milton Avenue over on the east side. In case you missed it earlier, there's a major wreck closing most of the Capitol Beltway on the inner loop on the Virginia side after Alexandria, but delays go all the way back to Branch Avenue on the Virginia side of the Woodrow Wilson Bridge. On the Maryland side, I should say, that's a long delay, multi-mile backup on the inner loop. I'm Chuck Whitaker with traffic and weather on the threes on Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Your Fox 45 forecast, mostly cloudy and really mild today with highs headed for the low 70s. We could see a stray shower, but I think our best chance for rain will hold off until late tonight heading into Friday morning. That's when we've got some soaking rain moving in along with cooler temperatures. From the Fox 45 Weather Authority, I'm meteorologist Amy Aronson for Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
50 degrees in Owings Mills, 50 in Pasadena at 7:04. Here are the latest headlines from the WCBM Maryland News Center. Maryland's congressional delegation has released a statement on the two-year anniversary of the Francis Scott Key Bridge collapse. The delegation says the disaster took 6 lives and resulted in harmful aftershocks that reverberated throughout the Port of Baltimore, the state, and the nation. Team Maryland says it acted quickly to deliver federal funding to recover those lost, clear the shipping channel, and get port workers back on the job. The team then worked in a bipartisan effort to pass the Baltimore Bridge Relief Act into law. The lawmakers say the port is making a strong comeback while the state continues to make headway in the reconstruction process. The delegation says it will keep fighting to ensure the federal government delivers on its legal commitment to fund 100% of the bridge rebuild. And Governor Wes Moore has announced the authorization of a second payment in the state's federal shutdown loan program for workers affected by the partial government shutdown. Last night's winning Maryland Lottery pick 3 was 538, the pick 4, 6292. 7:05 on Casey and Company. Stein on Sports coming up next.
Hey, Sean Hannity here. You know, right now we have a politically divided country, trade wars, stock market uncertainty, tax changes, and the list goes on. Now, do you think that these world affairs have any effect on your financial affairs? Look, if you're not prepared, you could be in for a very rude awakening. Now, you've saved and been able to grow your money. You don't want to have to make it again. Call my guys,
Rod Barowie
and Paresh Shaw with the Safe Retirement Solutions team. Now, Rod and Paresh, now they're published authors, radio hosts right here on WCBM. Now, they can show you how Wall Street's fuzzy math could derail your entire retirement plan. Now, do you want to get a handle on your retirement? Call the Safe Retirement Solutions team. Call them now at 410-266-1120. That's 410-266-1120. Schedule an in-person or a Zoom visit. That's 410-266-1120. Or check them out online at SafeRetirementSolutions.com.
Now, Gary Stein on sports.
And the 705 Sports is brought to you by the Comfort Guys. That's Farnan and Dermer, keeping your home warm all winter long. Well, the annual orange carpet welcome for the birds today begins at 2:30 p.m. The first pitch from Trevor Rogers at 3:05 as the O's open against the Twins. Rogers was asked what the impact of guys like Pete Alonso and Chris Bassitt has had on the birds.
Just having those two veteran guys that, you know, have had good numbers in the playoffs. You know, Bassitt going all the way to the World Series, and they're just really good glue guys. I don't think people outside the sport really don't understand how important glue guys are and just keeping the team together.
And speaking of Alonso, his thoughts on opening day, I mean, it's not like he hasn't experienced them in New York, but never in Baltimore.
I'm beyond stoked. I don't know what to fully expect. I've watched videos, obviously, like you have plugged in some YouTube stuff, but to experience it and feel it, it's obviously a good story, but I'm beyond stoked.
And a sidebar, if you're in the splash zone today, make sure to say hi to Jesse Minter before he douses you. The Ravens head coach will be joining Mr. Splash as the guest splasher today. NFL news, a woman in Los Angeles has filed a civil lawsuit against Puka Nacua, alleging the Rams wide receiver made an unprovoked anti-Semitic statement and later bit her on the shoulder. The plaintiff, Madison Adiabi, alleged the events happened on New Year's Eve in Century City. In the court documents obtained by ESPN, Adiabi said Nacua said, quote, F all the Jews, and that she immediately felt uncomfortable and emotionally distressed because of her Jewish faith. Coming up in 30 minutes, the Ravens fielding offers for Marlon Humphrey. And that is Stein on Sports.
Gary Stein here. If your heating or AC system gives you trouble, you need a company that you can count on. That's why I recommend Farnan and Dermer Heating and Air Conditioning, serving Baltimore for 125 years. When you need help fast, they offer same-day service, while some companies are a week or more out. Plus, take advantage of interest-free financing for up to 60 months on select systems and BGE rebates of up to $3,000 on high-efficiency HVAC systems. Tell them I sent you and get an AC system tune-up for just $99. Call 410-367-7777. That's Farnan and Dermer, the comfort guys, my guys.
From Bel Air to Glen Burnie to Fort McHenry and the Star-Spangled Banner, this is the right choice for Maryland.
Talk Radio 680.
Welcome back. This is Casey and Company on Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
So look, the last hour we led with the governor having transparency issues, and we're still looking for his military records. And Marty emailed in saying that Governor Tacton Spenmore was a civil affairs officer while deployed in Afghanistan, and yet his statement back in August of 2024... He writes, I am proud of my service in the U.S. Army. I am proud of the soldiers I served with in combat. And I love my country. I'm never going to back away from that, end of quote. So I guess the question here is the phrase, I served with in combat. Did he actually see combat? Or because he was in a combat zone, does he then have the license, if you will, to say that he served with soldiers in combat, because he was in Afghanistan was clearly a combat zone. So is that what he means? Is that what he means? Or does he mean he actually served in combat and saw action and was fighting? I think it's a question that needs to be put to the governor. All right, coming up in this hour, Carroll County lawmakers are debating Aristotle Boucher resign. Baltimore County legislators demanding a revote on the school budget. We'll tell you why. But our top story here today is the Maryland General Insane Asylum at the debate on the budget. A $71 billion budget yesterday. Tons of amendments being offered by Republicans. Only one, to my knowledge, was able to pass and get through. That was the amendment that bringing more transparency, there's that word again, to nonprofits that receive state funding. So that's the only GOP amendment that was accepted. Here is the minority leader, Delegate Jason Buckle.
A guardrail for the provision of government funds to these nonprofits, and also would increase transparency and make sure that if you're taking government money to provide a charitable purpose, you're doing it in the right way, you're certified, and you're up to date.
I do think this amendment reflects the mandate from our speaker this year on accountability.
Yeah. And that was Buckle. And, of course, the other amendment was to roll back all the hikes in vehicle registration fees. That was authored by Delegate Jesse Pippi. Here was his argument on the floor.
Let's save Marylanders real money, tangible real money, hundreds of dollars. They will love you for it. They'll love you for it. Let's do it. Let's put a green vote on this board.
Madam Speaker,
we wonder why we're having folks register their vehicles out of state.
And that got shot down, then went down in flames, as did the gas tax holiday.
This is about affordability.
Can you control the war in Iran? No. Can you control the Straits of Hormuz? Absolutely not. Can you save them an estimated $7 every time that they fill up an average-sized tank? Over the course of the month, that might be $21, $28, $35, depending on how much you drive. That's more than we saved in the energy bill. Can you tell them you did that? You sure can. And if you don't, that's on you.
And the Democrats countered with, we can't afford a gas tax holiday.
This amendment will cost our transportation trust fund $115 million. So it underfunds it and will underfund it more over time. It's just a few dollars.
If you vote green on this amendment, you're impacting our ability to maintain those roads, bridges, and highways around the state.
Yeah, well, Mackenzie Frost of Fox 45 asking Republicans about that. We'll get share that with you in just a second. But amendment after amendment, it doesn't matter. Just one out of, I don't know how many they proposed yesterday. They pretty much all got shot down by the supermajority in a one-party dominant ruled state by these progressive Marxists. 713 traffic weather on the threes. Now with the update, we've got the king of all traffic, Chuck the Body Whitaker.
Mm-hmm. You're familiar with the Capitol Beltway, Prince George County.
Absolutely.
Branch Avenue, Indian Head Highway, all the way across the Woodrow Wilson Bridge, and then halfway between Alexandria and Springfield.
Wow.
That's where this wreck is. They've just opened two lanes, but the backup is all the way back to Branch Avenue. That is a long delay, and there's no way to go around it. As we know, the Potomac River Bridge, that's it, folks. So you're going to have to ride this thing out. This could be a two-hour delay from the tail end of that backup. But they're telling us now two lanes are open on the Virginia side after Alexandria, and looks like two lanes to the right. So at least we're making some progress there. Locally on the Beltway, yeah, it's all the normal stuff. Parkville side, Interloop at Green Spring fills in. It's already been 795 to Frederick Road. Big backups this morning. Nothing major at the tunnels. There was a minor wreck in the backup on 95 South at Keith Avenue, but both the tunnels this morning are backed up to the area at Moravia Road. I'm Chuck Whitaker with traffic and weather on the threes on Talk Radio 680 WCBF.
Fox 25 Weather Authority forecast, mostly cloudy, mild today, highs in the low 70s. Could see a stray shower, but that should hold off until later on this evening into tomorrow. So for opening day, it looks like it's going to be a nice, mild day. So get out there and enjoy some baseball today if you can. Right now, cloudy 48 in Dundalk, 51 in Millersville. Time for our MAGA movement update.
America's momentum is back. Our spirit is back. Our pride is back. Our confidence is back, and the American dream is surging bigger and better than ever before.
So yesterday, President Trump went to the National Republican Campaign Committee and delivered a speech in which, you know, he loves to jump off the teleprompter sometimes. And when he does, it is pure gold. Yesterday, after telling people that sometimes staying on the teleprompter is boring, he then lit into the Democrats.
Our country's at stake, really. Our country's at stake. These people are crazy that we're dealing with. The State of the Union speech, you don't mind if I go off this crazy teleprompter a little bit? It's boring when you do the teleprompter thing. Well, it's very boring. But no, it's we had the State of the Union speech the other night. I announced all these heroes, and I announced women that have gone through tragedy, like the incredible woman who lost her daughter to a maniac when he slashed her from behind, right? And I say, please, please, say hello. And she stands up devastated. And the Democrats are sitting like dead people, like dead. No movement, no heart, no anything.
Yeah. And then he talked about how they, got a bunch of text messages and so on and so forth. They looked like they were losing the room, maybe even losing the nation. And they started clapping like seals at anything later on. But he did go on to say that you look at what's happening in our country. We've had another illegal alien truck driver crash and the tractor trailer going up in flames. in several states, Florida, California, and Indiana. There have been fatalities with people that have been given CDLs that can't speak English, that have been led into this country by open border Democrats. And you look at the chaos now at the TSA in our airports, which they've caused. He basically said they are indeed the party of chaos.
They have no heart. And now you see what they're doing. They're just creating chaos. They want to create chaos. It's all they're good at, creating chaos. They can't do policy. No good. But they're doing it for two reasons. No, number one is they want to deflect from all of the tremendous success that we're having in this military operation. I won't use the word war, because they say if you use the word war, that's maybe not a good thing to do. They don't like the word war, because you're supposed to get approval. So I'll use the word military operation, which is really what it is. It's called a military decimation. But they don't like the good publicity. They don't like to see us succeed. They want to see our country fail. And also, what they really want is they want illegal immigrants to come in. Criminals, doesn't matter, because they want to get their votes. They think they're going to get their votes, and we're not going to let this happen. We're not going to let our country be destroyed by these people.
And that is how it went yesterday at the NRCC at his speech. And, of course, First Lady, I don't know if you saw the video of this, which is amazing to me. First Lady Melania Trump walking alongside a humanoid robot at the White House Tech Summit yesterday. It's got to be a first. The future is here. As our special guest yesterday was this humanoid robot, a talking humanoid robot, joining First Lady Melania Trump for the National Summit on Technology. The robot walked down the corridor with Mrs. Trump before welcoming guests in multiple languages in the East Room. The white and black robot then wandered back down the hall while Mrs. Trump joked about being the first American-made humanoid guest in the White House. So, wow, the future is here, and technology, we got to embrace it, but you have to be, you know, careful. Got to be a little caution about AI and some of this humanoid stuff, obviously. President Trump looks like he is going to reauthorize the FISA 702, which I am completely opposed to. I think this was weaponized and was used to spy on President Trump, on his campaign, on his presidency. I would prefer that the FISA 702 reauthorization leverage towards the passing of the SAVE Act. That's what I would do. And I've said repeatedly, I think that's what should be done. The president right now is leaning towards a 18-month renewal or reauthorization of FISA. The reasoning behind that is because the number of criminal, terrorist, and illegal aliens that were allowed to pour into this country, they're arguing that we do need to maintain the 702 FISA, Foreign Intelligence Surveillance Act, so they can follow these individuals and hopefully track them down before they do us harm. I get the reasoning behind it, but it also has been abused, as we saw in President Trump's case. But I would hope that the president, and he's much smarter than I am at cutting these deals, that's for sure. But I would hope he would use it if you really truly want that SAVE Act. Then you say, you want FISA reauthorized? Fine, we'll do it, only if the SAVE Act is attached to it. And we'll see. We'll see if that happens. That's the way it went down, 431 days into the new golden age of America.
And we are just getting started.
All right, 7:21, 21 minutes after the hour. Still to come, your calls and comments, and we'll talk more about the budget here in the state of Maryland, which has grown by $3 billion, and the GOP trying desperately to amend it, but to no avail. You're listening to KCN Company.
If your home is a bit dated, one of the best things you can do is renovate prior to selling. But how do you pay for it? I'm Sean Holden, owner of Renovation Real Estate. Let Renovation.Real Estate take care of everything for you. We handle the upfront costs, complete the renovations, then list your home for sale. You don't pay for renovations until closing. No gimmicks, just results. Imagine using our money to raise the value of your property without any upfront expense. Call today at 410-724-1199 or visit us at Renovation.Real Estate. We fix it, we sell it, you profit. MHIC 118-795.
Retirement, it's almost here. Are you ready? Join Mike DePaula and Sarah Flora of Flora and DePaula Wealth Partners for SWAT, Retirement Strategy Hour. Saturday is at 2 on Talk Radio 680 WCBM. Investment advisory services made available through AE Wealth Management LLC, a registered investment advisor.
AM 680 WCBM Baltimore.
This is your president. Maryland has the dumbest governor in America. This guy is out of touch.
He's doing a terrible job on the rebuilding of the Francis Scott Key Bridge and has allowed Baltimore to continue to be a crime disaster. What do you say to being called foul mouth?
Yes.
Ooh, sweet thing.
Don't out of touch. I'm out of touch.
7:22, 22 minutes after the hour, we're talking about the gas tax holiday, the reversal of the registration fees, other Republican-backed amendments rejected as the budget plan moves forward in the House. And this is what happens when you have controlled opposition and not true opposition. And you basically try to play along to get along, and that's what's happening in Maryland. And I understand they don't have the numbers, but at the end of the day, that's something that the Maryland GOP is going to have to address, because things just seem to get from bad to worse when it comes to the Maryland Republican Party. There are good individuals within it. There are fighters within it. But unfortunately, the people who control it and lead it are not in that category. Time for traffic and weather on the threes. Now with the update, we've got the king of all traffic, Lugnuts Johnson.
All right, some of the slowing on the Beltway, of course, is the normal delay as you're traveling on the outer loop on the Parkville side through Green Spring and down the west side. That starts early, stays there pretty much the entire rush hour from 795 down through Frederick Road. So far, the southwest side of the Beltway looks good. JFX has been okay. Ruxton Road down through the city-county line. Both the tunnels started early today with backups coming south from Moravia Road, both on 95 and 895. There was a minor incident against the wall southbound on 95 near Keith Avenue. They were kind of looking at that, even though all the lanes were getting by. City fire with the active fire call there, 1200 block of Milton Avenue on the east side. Big delays on the Capitol Beltway from Branch Avenue and from Indian Head Highway. The wreck is all the way past Alexandria on the inner loop and affecting traffic with a major backup there at the Woodrow Wilson Bridge. I'm Chuck Whitaker with traffic and weather on the threes on Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Fox 25 Weather Authority forecast. Cloudy, mild today. Low 70s just in time for opening day baseball. Oriole Park at Camden Yards. O's Twins. Stray shower later on this evening. Tomorrow's when the soaking rain and falling temperatures are going to hit us. So tomorrow not going to be the best start to the weekend, that is for sure. Right now, cloudy, 49 in Glen Burnie. It's 46 in downtown Baltimore. Let's take a call here from Dave. Good morning, Dave. Hello, Dave. Dave could not hang with us or fell out of the cell. You can give us a call back, 410-922-6680, if you like. Mackenzie Frost caught up with the Republicans yesterday after Democrats shot down their gas tax holiday idea and asked them why.
Some of the opposition to it was the negative impact that this holiday would have on the bottom line and for transportation projects down the road. How do you respond to the potential impacts that the holiday would have?
I think it's more important for us to provide that in the short term.
It's also a matter of priorities. The reality is they don't want to.
Yeah, and here's the other thing. You denied the state of Maryland with the collapse of the Key Bridge. What I think the number I saw was, from a toll perspective, somewhere between $50 and $60 million a year is now out the window because of you don't have the Key Bridge. So that's lost revenue. And we'll talk with Ed Hale Sr. at the top of the hour about other impacts of the Key Bridge as well. Delegate Lauren Arakan, calling out this incredible $3 billion more in this budget, $71 billion. And here's what she said about the spending.
We're spending like drunken sailors here. When folks have absolute power, it corrupts absolutely. And so that's basically what we've seen here in Maryland. We're allowed to make small changes in the minority party to policy, but in terms of a big overhaul that addresses ethical issues or a government transparency issues, we're just not seeing any movement on that.
I would point out that drunken sailors do spend their own money. whereas the people in Annapolis, the robber barons, are spending our money. So that's a big distinction, that's long been a comparison that I've had issues with. You want to spend your own money? That's up to you. Whether you're drunk or not, but spending our money, there has to be accountability. And Erickson says, look, there are a few Democrats down there that are going along with some of the issues regarding they want the inspector general to have more power, get some exemptions there. But on the committee vote on the giving the mayor Scott, complete access to juvenile records, that was a unanimous vote. So, again, it's all about Democrats don't want an inspector general to be looking over their shoulder, but they want that power to be able to control the juvenile system, as we plainly see.
I think there are a few Democrats who see the value in public transparency, PIAs, but not enough at the top to make the changes that are necessary.
Yeah, and I think she's right. I think there are a few, maybe a handful of common sense Democrats left in the party in the state of Maryland. I think the vast majority are kooks, really. The vast majority are progressive Marxists. The leadership, that's the problem. The Jocelyn Peña Melnicks, which, remember, the Republicans are praising her. Oh, she's reasonable. She'll listen to both sides. She's going to give us our day. Blah, 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 blah. How's that working out for you in this session, huh? Just amazing to me. So the leadership. Dollar Bill Ferguson is just as kooky as the rest of them. And Jocelyn Peña Melnick, and of course you got Ben Barnes and Guy Gazzoni and the rest of these people. And then you got the tampons for Timmy Bill that went in just the other day, that we understand isn't going to make it. But that's who you're dealing with. And Erickson said, really, Marylanders, it is up to us. It is up to you and I as a voter and the rest of the state. To basically said, when you've had enough, when enough is enough, then you'll vote accordingly.
In Maryland, it does not take that many people to change policy, but it has to come from the grassroots. The people actually have to get involved, and they have to be very clear about what they want.
Yeah, that's been the bugaboo of late. You know, the people complain about all sorts of stuff in the city, yet they continue to vote the same ideology, the same kind of people, back in city, hall, at city council. And we're seeing it in Maryland now as well, where bit by bit, Republicans continue to lose voice and lose presence in the Maryland General Insane Asylum and in the governor's mansion. This year, you have an opportunity to send a message. You have an opportunity to change what's happening, especially in the governor's mansion. Governor Moore won't release his DD-214, his military record, his discharge. I know John Myrick has released his. I'm not sure Ed Hale has released. Ed Hale's a veteran. I don't think he has released his as of yet. Dan Cox was not a veteran, so he would not have one. But it might be interesting to see if both Ed Hale and John. I know John Myrick has called on Westmore to release his. We'll see. All right, it is 7:30, and time once again for an update on news headlines with Maggie Hunter.
Thanks. Good morning. One person is dead and another is injured after separate shootings in Baltimore Wednesday night. Just before 8 p.m., a man was shot in the head in the 1200 block of Rossiter Avenue in northeast Baltimore, and he was pronounced dead at the scene. Shortly before 9 p.m., a man was shot in the 500 block of Thornfield Road. The victim suffered multiple gunshots to his upper body, and he was taken to the hospital in stable condition. City police have arrested the suspect in connection with a murder in South Baltimore. Detectives have arrested Craig Parker in the February 26 killing of Kyrie Plummer in the 3500 block of Fifth Street. Police say the Warrant Apprehension Task Force arrested Parker on Tuesday, and he was taken to central booking, where he was charged with first-degree murder. Anne Arundel County police have arrested a Brooklyn Park man after detectives witnessed a suspected hand-to-hand drug transaction. The alleged drug deal was made in a parking lot along the 1800 block of Crane Highway in Glen Burnie late Tuesday night. Police conducted a traffic stop and recovered suspected Suboxone, oxycodone pills, and more than $2,500 in cash. 25-year-old Ryan Holiday Jr. was taken into custody and charged accordingly. And today marks 2 years since the collapse of Baltimore's Francis Scott Key Bridge. The cargo ship Dolly struck the bridge in the overnight hours of March 26, 2024, killing six construction workers who were on the span. Since then, a number of design milestones have been reached. Demolition of the remaining bridge has been completed. Design of the new bridge is around 70% complete, and crews are driving steel piles into the bed of the Patapsco River to create the base of the new span. The bridge design is expected to be completed by June. It's 7:31 on Casey and Company. Coming up next, Chuck Whitaker with traffic and weather on the threes.
Up men awnings are better. They are the talk of the town. They come in all styles and colors with the best guarantee around. Always remember up men. Call them any time of the day. 685-5687. Call John today. Our new address is 5113 Blair Road. We have the same phone number, 685-5687. Call us today for your new canvas or aluminum awnings. We will be awaiting your call. Thank you.
Hoffman Awning Company, 5113 Bel Air Road. Call 410-685-5687. Hoffman Awning Company, 410-685-5687. 410-685-5687.
7:32 on Casey and Company. Here's Chuck Whitaker with traffic and weather on the threes.
There's a new report of a wreck on 83 southbound at Middletown Road. So keep an eye out for that. We're trying to get a look at it right now to see if there's any impact. One report said that we may be backing up towards the area at York Road. So, again, heads up for that. Oh, yeah, see it now on the right shoulder and maybe crowding the right lane just a bit at Middletown Road, even though they are squeezing by. But we do have a delay as you're coming by the accident scene on 83 South. I'm Chuck Whitaker with traffic and weather on the threes on Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Your Fox 45 forecast, mostly cloudy and really mild today with highs headed for the low 70s. We could see a stray shower, but I think our best chance for rain will hold off until late tonight heading into Friday morning. That's when we've got some soaking rain moving in along with cooler temperatures. From the Fox 45 Weather Authority, I'm meteorologist Amy Aronson for Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Now, Gary Stein on sports.
Well, something you didn't know about Trevor Rogers, more than likely, is his middle name. It's J. Daniel, spelled J-D-A-N-I-E-L. And the question is why, which he was asked on Barstool Sports.
My mom did it to honor both of my grandparents. So the J is from my dad's dad. His name was J.D. It was just J.D. So I took the J from there. And then on my mom's side, it was Thomas Daniel. So took Daniel, combined the two, and the rest is history.
And, well, no matter what you call him, he, at the moment, is the Orioles ace and will toss it today at 3:05. First baseman Pete Alonso will be making his Oriole debut as well and talks about the connectedness of his team.
This is a really special group. There's a lot of talent, and I feel like there's a lot of connections going on, and that's a really positive thing.
It'll be the most anticipated debut for an Oriole since Corbin Burns struck out 11 in six innings on opening day back in 2024. A sidebar, Ravens head coach Jesse Minter will be the guest splasher today in the birdbath out in left field. O's pitching coach Drew French approves of the new head coach.
Yeah.
Love a defensive-minded head coach.
Yeah.
Like, that's Baltimore. That's what it's always been.
Yeah.
Speaking of the Ravens, reports are now out that seven teams have contacted the Ravens about the availability of Marlon Humphrey on the trade market. The team is having internal discussions about Humphrey's value on the market, but insist that at this point Humphrey will be a Raven in 2026. Now, Tuesday, we found out that the former Raven, Joe Flacco, will again be a Bengal next season. Flacco, at his press conference, taking to task teams that did not offer him to be their number one.
And believe me, I wish I was a guy somewhere. And I think teams are dumb for not having me be that guy. But it is what it is, and I'm not going to let them or it get me down. I'm going to be the person I am and just approach football the way I always have. So.
1 year, $6 million for Flacco was a number two behind Joe Burrow. Meanwhile, an in-depth piece written by Ryan McFadden for ESPN reveals that the Ravens nixed the Max Crosby deal because of a degenerative issue in the star edge rusher's left knee. In addition to their own doctors, the Ravens had a handful of doctors outside the organization weigh in on Crosby's knee, including Dan Cooper, a renowned knee specialist and the Cowboys team doctor. The Ravens thought that Crosby could play effectively in 2026, but were not sure about the long term. The time now is 7:36. When we return, can someone please explain the Elon Musk tunnel thing in plain English?
Looking for the perfect shooting experience? Come to Free State Gun Range, the friendliest gun range in town. Don't forget to ask about our brand new gold and silver memberships. Enjoy unlimited range time, advanced lane reservations, and exclusive discounts on firearms, accessories, and training. Visit us right now and take advantage of our extensive inventory of firearms and accessories. Visit freestategunrange.com or stop by today. Free State Gun Range. Shop, shoot, improve.
So, Sean, first the famous line from Forrest Gump.
I'm not a smart man.
Okay, and I must not be either, because I don't understand this thing at all. Do you?
The tunnel from yes. Elon Musk?
Yeah, the Elon Musk thing.
It's a little bit of a head-scratcher.
Okay, what is it, first of all?
That's a good question.
Okay, it's an underground... you don't know either.
Well,
it's an underground tunnel for electric cars,
yeah,
right?
Yeah.
Okay, so why did the Ravens apply for it?
I don't know why the Ravens apply. I mean, I know why Elon Musk is doing it, because he, you know, obviously it's...
Right, for electric cars.
For electric cars, for Tesla, that's his company, and it's going to be a great boon to his company. I don't know why the Ravens applied for it, though, unless they are planning to have some kind of electric car, you know, transportation project to the stadiums.
But isn't this a city thing or a state thing?
You would think.
And they didn't know about it? Apparently the city didn't know about it. Like if you're the Ravens, right, if you're the president or whoever makes it, like, how do you go about applying for something and not telling the state or the city? It's going to be a construction project. It's going to be millions, if not billions of dollars.
Especially the state, since the, you know, the stadium is owned and managed by the Maryland Stadium Authority.
Exactly. I just don't... No one has been able to explain it to me, and I must not be a smart man, because I don't understand
it. We'll take a deep dive into it and see if we can come up with an answer for you, Gary, because I know this obviously bothers you.
Obviously does, Sean.
Because, you know, the fact is, we already have the Harbor Tunnel, the Fort McHenry Tunnel. This would be the Elon Musk Ravens Tunnel.
Oh, and it's called the Challenge, the Electric Tunnel Challenge. Yeah. You called it Elon Musk. Like, I don't understand the whole thing. Yeah. I don't know. It's above my pay grade.
Because actually, there's only so many venues that you can use coming into, you know, the downtown area.
Right. I understand all that.
Right.
I just don't understand the mechanics.
It was like a road to nowhere, the highway to nowhere. Remember that? On Route 40?
I do remember that. It's still there.
It's still there. You never know in Baltimore. We have very strange transportation projects. This is just the latest one of them.
We're not a good east-west transportation city at all.
No, we really aren't.
No.
It's north-south. We're very good. East-west, not so much. Thank you, sir. 7:39, 21 minutes now before the hour of 8 o'clock. Let's take a phone call here from Rob in Kingsville. Good morning, Rob.
Good morning, Sean. You know, I keep hearing comparisons of our illustrious governor to, you know, like Obama, but I think he's more of a John Kerry, and that if there had been water in Iraq, he would have been on a swift boat.
Well, you might be right. I mean, I'm not sure he threw any medals, though. First off, he didn't have the Bronze Star to throw, and then when he finally got it, I'm sure he was it's for good. I don't think he's throwing medals.
Well, give him time.
All right. Thanks, Rob. It's a good point. Great comparison. Thanks so much. So in Baltimore County, we've been picking on the state. We picked on the city. Now let's move to Baltimore County, where I'm not sure what the heck's going on. The county council, the self-dealing that they tried to go on there with raising their own salaries, and then the pension thing that was just repealed. Now the County Board of Education is being asked to re-vote on its $2.5 billion budget by several lawmakers and county councilmen. Why? Well, the backstory, according to Chris Pabst over Project Baltimore, is that on February 24th, the County Board of Education voted 7-4 to approve their fiscal year budget. 7 votes were required to pass the budget, but the 7th board member who voted yes appeared to have violated state law. Robin Harvey was the 7th vote. But when the board voted, Harvey, according to the Maryland State Board of Elections, had already registered to be a candidate for the House of Delegates. According to state law, Education Code 3-2B-07, a Baltimore County School Board member, quote, may not be a candidate for local, state, or federal government, end of quote. that has mystified the County Board of Education Chair Jane Lichter, who doesn't understand why this matter is being revisited. It's because it's illegal, Jane. I don't know where you went to school, and I'm assuming that you must be a woman of moderate intelligence. But, I mean, it doesn't really take a rocket scientist to understand this, but here she is. Now, finally, she gets it right. She, at the Tuesday, at the latest school board meeting, she says that what has happened is against the law, but there's an asterisk here.
Prohibits a non-student member of the county board for being a candidate for or hold elected or appointed office.
All right, so she basically says you can't hold it. You can't vote. But then we find out Lichter tries to make, and she relies on counsel here, whoever that is, and I would name names because we need to know who they are. Whoever is the attorney for the school board is advising her. Oh, that's okay. She didn't know it was against the law, so therefore ignorance is acceptable in Baltimore County.
Court counsel advised and continues to advise that this law did not prevent Ms. Harvey from voting and that the vote on the FY27 budget was passed legally.
I know Ms. Harvey said she didn't know. Well, I really don't buy that. You know, I was speeding one time, state police stopped me, and I told him I didn't know. I didn't know the law. He said that doesn't count.
Yeah, that's Bash Ferron. He's a Baltimore County resident, basically saying, I don't buy it. I don't buy it. And you knew you were running, okay? You didn't think to check to see how it would impact the your position on the school board? Or there was nobody else on the school board? Or what about the council that advised, hey, it's okay that she voted because she didn't know? Don't you think it would be smart to consult with them? Maybe the council didn't know. And this is what, you know, from the interim Baltimore County Executive, Kathy Stolfmeyer, to what they've tried to do with Julian Jones, Izzy Patoka, and the rest of the gang that couldn't shoot straight. This is what passes for leadership at the Baltimore County Executive's Office and the County Council, now at the County School Board. Baltimore Countyans deserve better. You can vote for better in the upcoming election. 743. Right now, if you want to play Choose Your Fake News, give us a call. You can become a candidate here, a contestant, at 410-922-6680, 1-800-WCBM-680. You get to match wits with Maggie and Kristen and Old Chuckles himself. And speaking of which...
That's nice. Old Chuckles himself.
Old Chuckles.
Who stays under the porch until tomorrow morning at this time.
That's right. We let him out. It's like the troll under the bridge.
Chuckles the clown.
Here's your traffic troll.
Listen, now you got, I almost said a real name.
Who's real
name? Force of Habit.
Sir?
I almost called you by your real name, Force of Habit.
Clem?
Clara?
Yeah, that's it.
Okay, good. You know how it is when you get old. Brought to you as a service, Birdie's Automotive, 601 Back River Neck Road in Essex. The wreck is on the right side, southbound 83 at Middletown Road. They're looking at it. It's way off to the side, not really blocking the right lane, but they're slowing at the scene. We're backed up to York Road as you're coming south. Try to get over into the left-hand lane if you can, just to give them a little room to do what they have to do. The ramp for Middletown Road is also backed up, trying to get on to 83 southbound. Both the tunnels have made little progress since the last time we were down to check on those. They're not all the way clear, but we're under 30 minutes right now, which always is a good thing, going down rather than increasing the backup southbound. The Beltway is pretty much crawling. Parkville side, Interloop through Pikesville, 795 down to Frederick Road. Capitol Beltway finally moving some traffic into Northern Virginia. Several lanes are open now on the Interloop, but delays are still back to and beyond Indian Head Highway in Prince George's County. Bernie's Automotive is celebrating their 30-year anniversary in April, and you'll always get the best service and satisfaction. Stop in at Bernie's Automotive, 601 Back River Neck Road in Essex. I'm Chuck Whitaker with traffic and weather on the threes on Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
And your Fox 45 Weather Authority forecast, cloudy, mild today, low 70s. Could see a stray shower a little bit later on this evening, but we should get the game in. We should be okay. Tomorrow's going to be a ugly, rainy day, soaking rain all day, cooler temperatures tomorrow. Right now we're 50 in Parkville, 49 in Severn. Time to choose your fake news. Three stories, one of which is not true. Identify the fake news story, and you will be the winner, our contestant this morning. Thomas is in Virginia Beach. Good morning, Thomas.
Good morning.
You want to go first, second, third, or last?
I'll go last.
All right, good luck to you. All the way from Virginia Beach. Have you been listening to us a long time?
Yes, I am from Maryland, moved down here earlier this year, and followed CBM with me.
All right, very good. Love the Virginia Beach, Norfolk area. Very nice area.
Very nice.
Yeah. All right, story number one. A Washington State man is now set a Guinness Book of World Records for being arrested. According to the Thurston County Sheriff, the man was arrested for the 198th time. And yes, Guinness officials were on the scene to document the most recent arrest. These are all nonviolent arrests, like loitering, jaywalking, and the like. Psychologists believe the man is suffering from some kind of addiction to being arrested.
Or needed attention.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Story two, authorities in Pennsylvania say an Altoona man facing arson charges, accused of setting a fire to his home early Sunday morning. The man, when he set fire to his residence, he was singing the popular Zadie Rock song, Burning Down the House, by the Talking Heads.
Stop it.
Story three. A Mexican national was taken to the hospital in San Diego after agents with the United States Customs and Border Protection found him hiding in a gas tank of an SUV.
No.
What?
Customs
Can you
Border
do that again, please?
Yeah. Hiding, he was concealed in the gas tank of an SUV, a 2005 GMC SUV. During an initial inspection, a Border Patrol canine team alerted the squad to the man in the vehicle's undercarriage. Story one, man sets Guinness Book of World Records for being arrested 198 times. Story two, man sets fire to his home while singing Burning Down the House. Or story three, man hospitalized after U.S. border agents find him hiding in an SUV's gas tank. All right, we'll start with Chuck.
Well, the gas tank thing, I can see that. They smuggle people and all kinds of stuff.
Okay.
I'll go with two.
All right, Chuck goes for story two. Kristen?
I think that one sounds crazy enough to be true, and I also agree on the gas tank one. I'm going to say number one. I think the most arrests probably is a record, but I think it would be a Florida man, not a Washington State man. I say one.
All right. It went deep in the, over the bend for that one with Florida. Maggie.
I'm going with number two.
Maggie goes with number two as well, and Thomas in Virginia Beach.
Number three.
Thomas goes for number three. All right, let's start with number two, getting two votes, Chuck and Maggie's vote. Man sets fire to his home while singing Burning Down the House. That is 100% true. Story one.
A lot of crazies out there.
Guinness Book of World Records for arrests is our fake news story of the day. Kristen, once again, Thomas, sorry for you. Thanks for listening, playing the game, and you're welcome to play again in the future. But Kristen does it again. Would you like to take an opportunity to gloat at Chuck's demise?
No. We're the gal pals.
I'm used to it. I'm demised constantly.
My demise. That's nice.
I just demise. Wish it held more of a prize for us internally, but that's okay.
Well, there's pride.
But I'll still, out of my own dignity, play hard
from the kitchen
and compete.
I would think there would be great pleasure in the fact that you bested Chuck.
Chuck is my pal.
He's a gal pal, just, I know, but there's a friendly competition going on there, right?
That's what you think.
Sure. He's my radio husband.
Wait a minute. I'm the moderator. I'm just trying to...
I don't give a damn what you are. Shut up with this crap.
I just think you... Well, never mind.
Not enough of this.
See how he tries to divide us? Tries to put that wedge between us.
Yes, he is a wedge between us.
A cheese wedge.
I'd like
wedge.
To give him a wedge.
An atomic.
Atomic wedge. Over the head.
Over the head, yep.
Thank you very much.
There's nothing to hold it up there.
That's true. That is true.
Slide right off.
That is true. I can only imagine the atomic wedge that you might encounter, sir.
Look like a folded sheet.
That would look like it would look like the Grand Canyon.
That's nice. I tell you what, if you look close enough, you can see people in rafts.
Yes, you can. You can see burrows at the bottom.
Oh, ground.
All right, that's enough. We'll see you in a couple.
You
seven.
Started. It's not my fault.
So I was just asking, you know, if she wanted to gloat. That's all. You, on occasion, have taken great pleasure at besting your opponents.
I have.
All right.
I have to admit it.
Okay. You do. You're very honest about that. All right. See the couple. 751, the best of Casey and Company. That wasn't one of them, folks. Available each and every day, WCBM.com, our Rumble and Facebook page is brought to you by the law offices of Michael A. Friedman.
Looking for a fun, family-friendly day out? Visit the Pennsylvania Dutch Market in Cockeysville, your one-stop destination for authentic Amish food, friendly faces, and over 20 stalls filled with handcrafted goods. Enjoy fresh flowers, fruits, veggies, and the best seafood and meats around, plus sweet treats baked fresh daily. The smell will draw you in, and the experience will keep you coming back. Open Thursday and Friday 9 to 6 and Saturday 8 to 4. The Pennsylvania Dutch Market. So much to see, smell, and savor. It's time to listen to you, the listener. Go to WCBM.com and vote on WCBM's latest poll. It's fun, it's fast, and let us know what you want more of on WCBM.com.
All right, Gary, if you're listening, Marty has provided the answer over the Elon Musk controversy. He says the city doesn't want anything associated with Elon Musk. The tunnel would connect parking areas to the stadiums as construction takes parking away from the stadiums. So that would be a better way, I guess, for folks to be able to get to the stadia and with the Elon Musk tunnel. But because he's Elon Musk, and because he was part of Doge, and because he was one part of the Trump team, the Trump deranged Baltimore City Council and the city's mayor don't want anything to do with Elon Musk. You know, Elon Musk had offered to pay the TSA agents during this time, and then he would get reimbursed when they get paid back. I thought that was a very generous and a very a good idea, but for some reason, I guess maybe the unions don't allow it, or I don't know why they couldn't do it, but. Because that would be a significant amount of money. You think of all the TSA agents in the country today. So I think Elon Musk is just trying to help out in that particular case. And unfortunately, the Democrats won't know part of that because they'd rather shut down and inconvenience everybody at the airport. 7:53, traffic weather on the threes. And once again, here's the king of all traffic, Chuck the Body Whitaker.
We're looking into a new wreck just reported northbound I-95 at Route 216. So anybody coming up from the Capitol Beltway from Powder Mill Road, starting to see a little backup there now. Excuse me a second. A little backup there as you're coming up through that area, and that would be working your way up eventually towards Route 32. The other wreck with a problem is on the shoulder, but they're looking at it southbound 83 at Middletown Road. Backup there was coming down from the ramp at York Road. You're jammed up with really the normal delays out there now along 695. I'm Chuck Whitaker with traffic and weather on the threes on Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Fox 25 Weather Authority forecast for your opening day. O's Twins, Oriole Park, Camden Yards, 3:05 this afternoon. First pitch. Highs will be in the low 70s. Will be cloudy. That precipitation is going to hold off till later on this evening into tomorrow morning. Soaking rain on Friday. And temperatures will begin to fall from the 70s back down into the 40s. As well. That's where we are right now, 47 and cloudy in the city, 48 in Glen Burnie. So yesterday we highlighted the Spotlight on Maryland report on Delegate Eric Aristotle Boucher, who shows up for his General Assembly session, votes present, then places a statue of Aristotle in a seat and checks out, leaves for the day to return to his welding business. It says he says it's his way of protesting the fecklessness and impotence of the Maryland GOP, but his constituents are not happy. Here's what he said, told Gary Collins of Fox 45 about the constituents who are criticizing him for his actions.
Should your constituents be ashamed of who they elected for?
No, not at all. They should be proud. They should be extremely proud that I have the courage to stand up and do what I'm doing. Because it takes no courage to just sit in that chair and do what your leader tells you. It's thought. There's no thought process in it.
Well, yeah, you could not do what your leader tells you, do something different, or offer some alternative ideas. Anyway, increasing now, calls are mounting for him to resign. Several Carroll County delegate members and others are suggesting it is time for him to hang it up. Delegate Chris Tomlinson, who represents Carroll and Frederick counties, said, "I was elected to the Maryland General Assembly in 2022 along with Delegate Boucher. It has been disheartening and discouraging to hear him say repeatedly that Republican votes are completely worthless. His comments are hurtful and counterproductive. It takes a lot to serve in this position. If you're unable or disinterested to do the job, you should step aside, let someone else serve. Delegate April Rose, also representing Carroll and Frederick counties, echoed those concerns, saying that we were elected to do a job, period. It is an honor to serve, and to get mad and not come to work because you're not getting your way is ridiculous. If anyone would do that in the private sector, they would not be getting paid and would be fired. It's important to be available to our citizens all year and to support our communities. Senate Minority Whip Justin Reedy, again, whose legislative boundaries also overlap Boucher's, said that he should resign. His apparent belief that he should still be paid is even worse. He should resign and allow a qualified replacement to fill the remainder of his term. House Minority Leader Jason Buckle said that he really doesn't understand what Delegate Boucher is doing or why. Quote, I have encouraged Delegate Boucher to participate in the House proceedings in a different fashion, but for some time he's held a diverging and unique view of this position than anyone else I've ever encountered in the Republican caucus over the last 12 years. End of quote. Delegate Lauren Aragon says he should absolutely resign. And so you can see the pressure is mounting on Delegate Boucher. Look, maybe you miscalculated. Maybe you didn't think you'd have to spend as much time as you would. What was it? Just last month they had the guy that was basically, there was the African-American delegate from Anne Arundel County. Can't remember his name now. Remember he was spending all of his campaign money on lunches at McDonald's and all sorts of stuff. He's another one that should go, I would think. I mean, you're not taking your job seriously. And if you're not there to seriously represent your constituents, you should go.
Absolutely. It's not a vacation. You don't even have to be in Annapolis the whole year. It's not even a full-time job. You know, it's just funny. I'm still thinking in his interview with 45 that we aired yesterday, like he said as a strategy, but what was, I didn't really hear what the strategy was. So by him skipping out for the rest of the day into the sunshine while everybody else is getting down to work, I don't know. I didn't hear how that was a strategy.
I can't speak for him. I'm not just trying to look at the mindset here. His mindset is he thinks it's a protest vote, and so by doing this, he's now getting publicity by Fox 45. We're talking about it here on Casey and Company, and so all these other legislators are ganging up saying, hey, you know, get out. So he's getting publicity, calling attention, what, to the plight of the super minority?
He's going to whine and cry. I mean, it's just, I understand he's not wrong about there being sheep mentality on both sides. Both sides get their orders. Republicans are supposed to be controlled opposition, apparently, and they don't do much. But again, there's other things you could do. Now, I will compare this to Delegate Mangione had a post on Facebook yesterday that there was a budget debate, and Republicans introduced a series of amendments aimed at providing relief to taxpayers, including the gas tax holiday, rollback of increased vehicle registration fees, among others. And he took a picture of the screen they have in the room, you know, when they vote, and mostly it's no's by the Democrats, but Boucher, there's just nothing. He didn't vote. I mean, it just, you know, you at least need to take a stand. Yeah. You at least need to make a point. And if you feel like, and you're that position is not working, then you finish your term, do something
else. Yeah, because you've rendered your constituents voiceless.
Yep.
You know, and that's and that's not a protest. That's
giving up.
It's incompetence is what it is. Legislative malpractice, in other words.
This is the right choice for Maryland.
Talk Radio 680, WCBN, Baltimore.
Breaking news this hour from Town Hall. I'm Greg Clugston in Washington. There are two new developments in the war against Iran this morning. Israel says it killed the head of the Iranian Revolutionary Guard's Navy. And Pakistan's top diplomat said U.S.-Iran indirect talks are taking place as the two countries offer proposals. Meanwhile, President Trump this morning is warning that Iranian negotiators better get serious soon before it's too late. He continues to insist that Iran is begging the U.S. to make a deal ending the war.
Hawaii is looking for help from the federal government after back-to-back storms caused major flood damage.
Residents in Hawaii are digging out from the worst flooding to hit the state in 2 decades after 2 storms about a week apart.
We're now in the recovery phase after this disaster.
Hawaii Governor Josh Green says damages could exceed $1 billion.
I've asked for the major disaster declaration from the president.
Hundreds of homes, several schools, and the Kula Hospital on Maui were flooded. National Weather Service forecaster Cole Evans says the ferocity of Monday's downpour took even meteorologists by surprise. As neighbors rally to clear muck out of damaged homes, aid groups are collecting donations to support households, farmers, and animals across the state. I'm Jennifer King.
Hundreds of TSA workers have quit after going weeks without paychecks from the federal government. TSA union head Everett Kelly says the airport screeners need their money.
More than 400 TSA officers have quit. 1,000 more are calling out because they cannot get gas for the automobile, cannot get to work because they cannot afford daycare, because they cannot keep the lights on at home, while they keep the lights on at our airports.
The budget impasse over Homeland Security funding has led to long lines at airport security checkpoints, as well as travel disruptions. More on these stories at townhall.com.
The following is a real-life story from Trinity Debt Management.
I had a lot of credit card debt, and it stressed me out. But what I thought was a solution turned out to be a problem. I kept hearing ads about debt settlement that seemed too good to be true. And actually, it was. When I called, they told me to stop paying my bills. That didn't sound right to me at all, so I hung up. Later, I found out that debt settlement is bad, real bad. Then I learned that there is a right way to pay off your credit cards. It's called a debt management program from the great team at Trinity. Trinity had a plan. In the end, I paid off my bills, I saved thousands, and I even improved my credit score.
If credit card debt has you down, call Trinity at 1-800-990-6976.
My name is Heather. Please forget debt settlement and remember Trinity Debt Management.
1-800-990-6976.
Good morning. It's 8:03 on Casey and Company. Here's Chuck Whitaker with traffic and weather on the threes.
Well, so it looks like the wreck on 83 South at Middletown Road just in the last 10 minutes or so has cleared now. So that's much better. The ramp traffic coming on at Middletown, the main line of the interstate, is better, but it is still slow and it backed up to York Road. It's just now moving at York Road. So it'll catch up with itself eventually, and then we should clear out within the next 15 to 20 minutes as you're coming south. We still have delays, but it's not terrible right now, but definitely backed up southbound at both the harbor tunnels. JFX is busy from Ruxton Road through the city county line. And again, all the normal delays are out there on the Beltway. We found the wreck on I-95 coming out of Prince George's County. It is northbound. It's between 198 and Route 216 with delays building on the northbound side. I'm Chuck Whitaker with traffic and weather on the threes on Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Your Fox 45 forecast, mostly cloudy and really mild today with highs headed for the low 70s. We could see a stray shower, but I think our best chance for rain will hold off until late tonight heading into Friday morning. That's when we've got some soaking rain moving in along with cooler temperatures. From the Fox 45 Weather Authority, I'm meteorologist Amy Aronson for Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
45 degrees in Pikesville and 45 in Edgewood at 8:04. Here are the latest headlines from the WCBM Maryland News Center. The Maryland Department of the Environment held a public hearing on the Inner Harbor Redevelopment Project Wednesday evening. Officials shared information about the project that's expected to begin this fall. MCB Real Estate is proposing a near $1 billion development that would demolish the existing pavilions to make way for a mixed-use complex that includes retail and commercial space, residential towers, and a public park. The proposal includes floating docks, wetlands, piers, and a lower promenade for public water access. The public comment period for the project will end on April 8th. And city police are investigating a Wednesday afternoon shooting in Northwest Baltimore. Officers were called to the 4100 block of Patterson Avenue just before 1 p.m., where they found a man with an apparent gunshot wound. Last night's winning Maryland Lottery pick 3 was 538, the pick 4, 6292. It's 8:05 on Casey and Company. Stein on Sports coming up next.
Nothing can be more frustrating than working hard your entire life, saving as much as possible, then watching your money go down right before retirement. Mike Kinnett, Ryan Herbert, and the team at ProStatus Financial can help. They're going to sit down with you personally to create a complete retirement plan, which includes the 401k x-ray, income analyzer, tax planning analysis, and estate plan review. This is up to a $2,500 value, and it's complimentary for the next five callers who have at least $500,000 saved for retirement. Congratulations. You've done a great job of saving. Now call 866-597-1040 and let the team at ProStatus Financial help you protect, grow, and distribute your wealth in the most tax-efficient manner possible. Call ProStatus Financial today at 866-597-1040. That's 866-597-1040. Advisory services offered through ProStatus Group LLC, a registered investment advisor, insurance license in Maryland.
Now, Gary Stein on sports.
And the 805 Sports is brought to you by the Comfort Guys. That's Frontin and Dermer, keeping your home warm all winter long. Well, a power hitting bat at first, a power hitting bat in left, and a pitching staff, healthier, at least for the moment, bolstered by a World Series pitcher from a year ago. You add it all up, and expectations for the Orioles are high in 2026, and it all gets underway today at 3:05, with the Birds taking on the Twins, Trevor Rogers opposite Joe Ryan, the left-hander, on what he thinks of Baltimore baseball fans.
I mean, I love it. O's fans, they're the best fans in baseball.
Thank you, Trevor.
They fire me up. I knew
Also fired up is the manager, Craig Albernaz, making his debut in the orange and black.
Opening day always hits differently, but especially here in Baltimore, opening up at home with our crowd being behind us, it's going to be special. And honestly, I just can't wait to hear that O during the national anthem. So that's going to be the special part.
That is hitting the right note indeed. Birds revealing their opening day roster yesterday, and there are some question marks in the bullpen, as I'm sure you know. Keegan Aiken on the injured list, Andrew Kittredge as well. Yaramil Geraldo, Anthony Nunez, and Grant Wolfram are in. Team had actually sent Nunez to the minors on March 8th and now have brought him back. Albert Suarez remains in the organization, didn't make the team, accepted a demotion to AAA. Now, the MLB season actually got underway last night, with the Yankees getting a leg up in the division.
First pitch to Trent Grisham, cranked up and sent into the right center field gap. McMahon's going to score easily. They're going to wave Wells around. Plays to third. Throw hits another runner. Wow!
Jason Benetti had the call on the Netflix debut of Major League Baseball. Two-run triple by Grisham highlighted a five-run second against Logan Webb. And the Yanks, behind Max Fried, blanked the Giants. 7-0 was the final. Coming up in 30 minutes, it's the toughest division in all of sports. And that is Stein on Sports.
Gary Stein here. If your heating or AC system gives you trouble, you need a company that you can count on. That's why I recommend Farnan and Dermer Heating and Air Conditioning, serving Baltimore for 125 years. When you need help fast, they offer same-day service, while some companies are a week or more out. Plus, take advantage of interest-free financing for up to 60 months on select systems and BGE rebates of up to $3,000 on high-efficiency HVAC systems. Tell them I sent you and get an AC system tuned up for just $99. Call 410-367-7777. That's Farnan and Dermer, the comfort guys, my guys.
From Annapolis to Catonsville, from Dundalk to Reisterstown, this is the right choice for Maryland.
Talk Radio 680.
You're listening to Casey and Company on Talk Radio 680 WCVM.
2 years. 2 years to the day that the Key Bridge collapsed, which took six lives, which has led to congested highways. We look at businesses that have lost revenue. The state has lost revenue through the tolls, $50, $60 million. And still, of course, all the people and businesses that have had to suffer on both sides of the bridge. Some people have to relocate, and of course, traffic patterns have changed. And where are we today? That is the good question. Yesterday, Ed Hale Sr., Republican gubernatorial candidate, held a press conference in Sparrows Point, or in Canton, I'm sorry. Ed is with us on our Newsmaker Hotline here this morning. Ed, good morning. Welcome back. Where should we be right now in this rebuild of the Key Bridge? Ed, can you hear me? Hang on a second. We'll put you on hold and see if that's not working. We'll try another bank of phones here.
There we go.
There you go. All right, can you hear me now?
Yeah,
okay.
I heard your intro. I just found it to be unbelievable
You know, he says a lot of things he calls a gaslighting. We call that something else in my neighborhood. We've been told by him that's the fastest big project in America in terms of progress. That is simply just not true. And we have a situation where he's running for president. He's not paying attention to this. And if I'm governor, or when I'm governor, I've been told to say that. When I'm governor, I would get right down to the Key Bridge first thing in the morning, the day after the election, and I would get on everybody, just like I did in Canton when I bought the Exxon refinery, cleaned it up, and made it into what it is today. You got to do it, and there's nobody doing it right now.
Yeah, and we're being told, though, this is the fastest accelerated rebuild of a bridge in history, according to the governor. We have test piles that have been driven into the Patapsco Riverbed. 70% of the design allegedly is complete, but this is 2 years. 2 years after the fact, is that acceptable to you?
No, sir. And you take a look at some of the bridges that have collapsed in the past. Maybe not as big, or maybe some bigger, and they were all built in a year or two, and they've just been done because somebody's paying attention to it. Look at it. Just imagine if Governor DeSantis was here doing it. He does everything in a hurry, and did it in a hurry because he paid attention when a bridge went down in a hurricane. Now, that was much smaller, of course, but at the same time, it's all relative. If you don't get after it and get on people immediately, and I have a lieutenant governor and a group of cabinet secretaries that will get with me, that are going to be with me the entire time just to get this going. I'm going to find out who the engineers are, and who the actual construction people are, and the bureaucrats responsible for this. And I would get in and get on top of it immediately. And he talks about transparency. He's about as transparent as Back River. This is ridiculous.
You said yesterday that you had people ready, standing by, ready to get the job done, and yet some of your critics are saying you're lacking any specificity in your plan. Can you give us a specific example of what you would do differently than Governor Moore?
Well, we have the Maryland contractors and engineers right here in our state. They're bringing in a definition of shaperies to say this. Definition of an expert is somebody from out of state. We have people right here right now that could do it. There's some very large marine contractors here that could build this. And if they can't build it, they would bring in people to help them, the subs that are going to go along with it. Much like I did. I built my tower. There was nobody here in the state of Maryland to do it, so I brought in Gilbane Construction out of Rhode Island. Now, I did that because there was nobody here to do it. So I found out who could do it fast and did it. My building was supposed to be the one that's in Canton, Sean. That was supposed to be 3 years and 2 months. I did it 18 months. I'm just giving that as an example of what can be done if you pay attention to it.
It's 8:13, more with Ed Hale Sr. coming up in just a second. Traffic and weather on the threes. Now with the update, here's the king of all traffic, Chuck Whitaker.
All right, both the Harbor Tunnels, nothing major right now. Still backed up around O'Donnell Street, Eastern Avenue, but everybody's moving. All four lanes are open going into the Fort McHenry Tunnel. Very good news, whatever was there on 95 northbound between 198 and 216 corrected itself. It was a minor wreck very quickly off to the side, and the backup now at 198 is already gone, and we're moving up to Route 32. It could be gone, but northbound is a lot better now coming up through that area. Beltway traffic continues slow. JFX, you're good from Ruxton Road into the ramps downtown. I'm Chuck Whitaker with traffic and weather on the threes on Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
And your Fox 45 Weather Authority forecast, cloudy, mild today for opening day, low 70s, Oriole Park at Camden Yards, O's Twins, first pitch at 3:05, and we're going to be dry, and it's going to be a nice, mild day, not too much sunshine, but a nice, dry day. Right now, it's cloudy, 50 in Dundalk and 49 in Middle River. Ed Hale's with us on our Newsmaker hotline. Ed, the projections right now for the bridge of several billion dollars to rebuild. And they're talking about 2030. Do you think we meet that deadline? And that is that expense, or is it going to get more expensive, and it's going to take longer to build it?
The longer you wait, the worse it's going to be. And the big thing is, time is not your friend. And I'm on the Beltway, leaving Fox 45, going to my office, and the traffic on the Beltway is unbelievably bad. It was got exponentially worse, and I remember calling you 3 days after the bridge went down, and I wish I had the recording. It was 3 days after, so that's 2 years and 3 days ago, and I said that we're going to have bad traffic because of all the trucks that can't go through, can't go over the bridge, or go through the tunnels. There's no bridge to go over. Now you have to go around the Beltway, so you've got more tractors and trailers on here with hazmat. It's a very, very bad situation. I don't see how it's going to get any better unless he really pays attention to it or has people that will. And I don't know all of his staff, but I hear that he's got a couple good ones, but a whole lot of bad ones that can't get the job done. I expect to get a lot of good people that are very competent that have been there, done that, to help me out.
You were talking yesterday a little bit at your press conference about the lawsuits, and I do know there have been three filed, one, of course, from the families, and that has yet to be determined because they have to go to trial. The U.S. government lawsuit has been settled for $102 million, but the state of Maryland lawsuit, they're suing for, you know, billions of dollars, and that is yet to go to trial as well. So is this typical? Is this how long it takes? You're a businessman. You've dealt with these kind of things. Why is it taking so long to get these lawsuits to trial?
Well, I had 552 trucks, tugboats, barges, and ships back in, and I was the largest employer in the port. It was a day without sunshine if you didn't get sued. That's the way the transportation business is. There's culpability, responsibility for your actions. And some people were derelict in their duties and needed to be sued. And we have the largest law firm in the state of Maryland with the Attorney General's office. You know, why they aren't pursuing this, I don't get it. And to make matters worse, what he's doing and saying bad things to Donald Trump, the president, who controls the purse strings, I just think is patently dumb. I just think it's very bad.
Well, Sean Duffy, the Secretary of Transportation, has been in Maryland and has consulted with the governor, and they seem to be in some form of agreement to get along to try to get this thing done, but yet we're still... I mean, where's the work? I mean, we're told it's good. Construction is supposed to intensify this summer, but I'll believe it when I see it. Do you believe these projections that we're going to see a lot of construction start this summer?
Absolutely not. The bridge is going to be has to be wider and taller. The opening is going to have to be bigger because of the new generation of ships. The big ships can't really get in here. You have to wait for low tide for some of these ships to come in to be discharge their cargo. Now you have to make them higher, so they can get through. So you have to. That means you're going to have the approaches to the bridge, both sides of the tunnel, or both sides of the bridge, to make them at least start that. You know, why isn't that beginning now? If they have the design, why aren't the roadbeds being set? You know, just little things like this that are very transparent, that you can really see, are not being done. Test piles 2 years later, what the hell does that mean?
The other issue is the human factor. So many people, of course, six people lost their lives tragically. But you have a lot of businesses on both sides of the bridge that have been affected. Businesses are off anywhere from 40 to 60%, I've read. Some have gone out of business. Some people that have living on the other side of the bridge have now had to relocate because they can't commute. The commute is terrible to get to Washington or if you're trying to get to the other side of the bridge. So where do they go for some kind of remedy or relief?
They sit in traffic. That's what they do. People in my neighborhood in East Baltimore all and Turner Station have to go around the Beltway or go through the tunnels to get there. And listening to Chuck this morning, you know, it seems everything is okay, but it's a crapshoot. I have some business friends that one guy's got a funeral home. It's affected the transportation of the people coming in for treatment or for burial at his place over in on the other side of the tunnel. And it's this guy's a friend of mine, and he's just been put upon. I live down. My main residence is down at Eastern Shore at Easton. You know, I have to go down there tomorrow for some business, and it's going to take me an additional 20, 40 minutes round trip.
Well, and if there's any kind of incident at either one of the tunnels, that makes matters even worse. So
it's bad.
Yeah. All right.
Nobody can talk about it better than your friend Lucknuts Johnson there.
Yeah. Yeah, he, Lucknuts, he's all over it, that's for sure. How do our listeners get in touch or volunteer, donate, contribute, whichever? What's the website again?
Hail.gov. Hail for Gov.
Hail for Gov.
And I'm going over to the ball game today with a whole bunch of my volunteers and a whole bunch of people to go to Jimmy's Seafood. And I'm looking forward to that. This is going to be a little bit of a break from doing regular speeches too, Sean.
Yeah. Well, again, it's campaigning's a tough thing, so enjoy the game today. Root them on.
All right.
Thanks, Ed.
Thank you.
All right, have a good one. Hey, 821, I forgot to tell him, congratulations on the Blast. Yeah, they are really hot right now, so I'm sure he's still listening. So, Ed, the Blast are one of the hottest teams in indoor soccer. I think they've won, what, was it 7 or 8 in a row, and I think they just lost to Milwaukee. But they're going to be a red-hot team in the playoffs. Nobody's going to want to play the Baltimore Blast in the playoffs, that's for sure. It's 821, 21 minutes after the hour. Joining us once again, Mark McVeary, Reverse Mortgage Answer Man. Good morning, Mark.
Good morning, Sean. How you doing?
We're doing okay. You're seeing.
Already be down at the ballpark.
Pardon me?
Thought you'd already be down at the game.
Yeah, no. I wish I could go today. Just can't make. I'll probably make it one of these, maybe this Saturday or Sunday game. Mark, are you seeing people in their 70s and 80s still making mortgage payments?
I mean, absolutely, all the time. I mean, I talk to people in their 70s and 80s every day who are still making a mortgage payment. And you know, what I'm hearing from them is that payment's taking a bigger bite out of their budget. I mean, a lot more than it used to. And I always ask them when they give me a call, I say, you know, why are you still making that payment? I mean, let's look at the numbers and see if we can get rid of it. If it works, we can pay that mortgage off completely and you don't have that required monthly payment anymore. You stay in your home, you still own it. You're just not writing that check anymore.
That's true. A lot of people hear reverse mortgage and they start getting a little nervous. So what are they missing about the whole reverse mortgage?
Oh, yeah, that's my biggest battle all the time. I mean, I think they're going off of what they heard in the past, not how it actually works. I mean, when we sit down and go through it, it's a lot simpler than people think. I mean, it's a government loan for homeowners 62 and older. You still own your home. Your name stays on title. The difference is you're not required to make a monthly mortgage payment. That's really what it comes down to. I mean, you're utilizing some of the equity you've already built to get rid of a payment or put more money back in your pocket. And most people, once I sit down with them and they understand how it works, they say, gosh, I wish I could have looked at this sooner.
Yeah. And now, looking at that, who should actually pick up the phone and call you? Who you're looking to help here?
I mean, you know, anybody over the age of 62 and you're feeling, and your budget's feeling tighter than it used to, is worth a call. I mean, some people I talk to have a mortgage. Some have their home paid off. I mean, what most people don't realize is a way to pull the money out of that house without a monthly payment. I mean, either way, you know, they're just feeling, you know, the cost of everything more than they used to, because everything is much more expensive and they're just looking for an easier way to do it. And what we do is have a quick conversation, look at the numbers. If it works, I'll walk you through exactly how what it looks like. If it doesn't, I'll tell you. At least you know where you stand.
All right. So what number do they call when they want to get in touch with you?
410-788-7070. That's 410-788-7070.
All right, Mark. Thanks. We'll talk to you soon. Appreciate it.
Thanks, all.
Mark McVeary, Reverse Mortgage Answer Man, 823, traffic weather on the threes. Ed Hill just referring to you as Lucknuts Johnson.
My man.
Yeah. So that
he knows what it's all about. The future Secretary of Transportation for the state of Maryland.
Okay.
Well, I'll get this crap built.
Yes, you will. That's for sure.
For you, Mr. Casey, I'm going to give you a special exemption.
Thank you.
Three times what you're paying now in taxes.
I get my own Elon Musk tunnel. Is that what I get?
Yeah, right underneath your house.
Thanks, Chuck.
The southbound side of 95 coming out of the Fort McHenry Tunnel left tube, there's a vehicle stopped there in the painted out area. They're kind of looking at it. It's beyond the yellow line and against the wall, but it's backing us up a little bit coming through into the toll plaza area and then south on 95. All the lanes are open. We're still backed up. Just the normal heavy traffic. That's good because all four lanes are good at the Fort McHenry Tunnel, and both the lanes are open going into the Old Harbor Tunnel, but a little bit slow south around the O'Donnell Street ramp. Some leftover slowing on the Beltway on the Parkville side, the Interloop to Green Spring, 795 to Frederick Road. All of that is the normal stuff. JFX southbound is clear. Nothing major now. And the Capitol Beltway went back down there, kind of revisited that. That was a mess earlier with a big wreck
on the west side of the Woodrow Wilson Bridge. That now has pretty much cleared itself out. We're good through Annapolis, just the normal delays, I-97 southbound at the ramp at Route 32. I'm Chuck Whitaker with traffic and weather on the threes on Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
And your Fox 25 Weather Authority forecast, cloudy, mild today for opening day, low 70s. Tonight, we could see a stray shower, but then overnight into tomorrow, we'll have that soaking rain. Temperatures will fall a little bit and be a much cooler Friday to get your weekend off on a bad weather start, but at least we got opening day in. Right now, 50 and cloudy in the city, 51 in Severn, from the birthplace of our Star Spangled Banner, the national anthem, Fort McHenry, Baltimore. Time once again for America's 250th birthday celebration. America 250 brought to you by Smile Design Center. If you ever dreamed of achieving that perfect smile, the time to act is now. Call the Smile Design Center, 410-321-1100, and make that dream a reality. The West Pacific volcanic island of Iwo Jima was declared secured by U.S. forces after weeks of fiercely fighting its Japanese defenders on this day in, of course, 1945. The Americans began applying pressure to the Japanese defense of Iwo Jima in February of 44 when B-24 and B-25 bombers raided the island for 74 days straight. It was the longest pre-invasion bombardment of the war, necessary because of the extent to which the Japanese, 21,000 strong, fortified the island above and below ground, including a network of caves. They sent in underwater demolition teams, frogmen, were dispatched by Americans just before the actual invasion to clear the shores of mines and any other obstacles that would obstruct an invading force. That amphibious landing, by the way, 170 of those frogmen were killed by the Japanese, who mistook them for the invading force. The amphibious landings of Marines began the morning of February 19, 1945, and the Marines made their way onto the island, and seven Japanese battalions opened fire, obliterating them. By that evening, more than 550 Marines were dead. More than 1,800 were wounded. In the face of such a fierce counterattack, Americans reconciled themselves with the fact that Iwo Jima could be taken only 1 yard at a time. A key position on the island was Mount Suribachi, the center of the Japanese defense. The 28th Marine Regiment closed in and around the base of the volcanic mountain, and at the rate of 400 yards per day. That's it. Flamethrowers, grenades, demolition charges against the Japanese that were hidden in their caves and pillboxes. Approximately 40 Marines finally began to climb up a volcanic ash mountain, which was smoking from the constant bombardment. At 10 a.m. on February 23rd, a half dozen Marines raised the American flag at its peak using a pipe and as a flag post, thus giving that legendary picture of the Marines taking Iwo Jima. As a result, we lost 6,000 Marines. On this day, it was declared secure in 1945. And that's a look at America 250.
WCBM Baltimore.
If your current dentist is not up to your expectations, take my word for it. You need to go see Dr. Lairfield at the Smile Design Center. His staff is fantastic, the office relaxing, and you'll get the best professional cleaning possible. Dr. Lairfield has told me that lots of people don't like even going to the dentist for a cleaning, and that can be a bad mistake. When you skip cleanings, it can lead to gum disease, tooth decay, gingivitis, and even heart issues. That's why you should never miss getting your teeth cleaned and examined every 6 months. So call the Smile Design Center now for a free consultation at 410-321-1100.
WCBM Baltimore.
It's 8:30. Let's get some news headlines once again. Maggie Hunter.
Thanks. Good morning. A new report by Baltimore Inspector General Isabel Cumming has found that a city employee's electronic communications included threats of physical violence and other inappropriate comments. The IG says the comments violate the technology acceptable use policy. And since many communications are with subordinates, they could create and foster a toxic or hostile workplace environment. The results of the investigation can be found under recent OIG reports on the Baltimore City website. The report was presented to city leaders in December, and Cumming received a letter from the mayor in February saying there would be an appropriate response. And Maryland's congressional delegation has released a statement on the two-year anniversary of the Francis Scott Key Bridge collapse. The delegation says the disaster took six lives and resulted in harmful aftershocks that reverberated throughout the Port of Baltimore, the state, and the nation. Team Maryland says it acted quickly to deliver federal funding to recover those lost, clear the shipping channel, and get port workers back on the job. The team then worked in a bipartisan effort to pass the Baltimore Bridge Relief Act into law. The lawmakers say the port is making a strong comeback while the state continues to make headway in the reconstruction process. The delegation says it will keep fighting to ensure the federal government delivers on its legal commitment to fund 100% of the bridge rebuild. It's 8:31 on Casey and Company. Coming up next, Chuck Whitaker with traffic and weather on the threes.
Pay a visit to Jarvis Appliance in Jarrettsville, and you'll find in their beautiful showroom a tremendous selection of appliances from refrigerators to outdoor kitchens and grills. And Jarvis has an extensive delivery and servicing area throughout Maryland as well as southern Pennsylvania. Remember, if it cools, freezes, washes, dries, or bakes, sizzles, or air fries, you'll find it all at Jarvis. Go to JarvisAppliance.com. It's JarvisAppliance.com. Jarvis Appliance in Jarrettsville.
Bud's at Silver Run. What a great way to celebrate our 17th anniversary. Winner, best fine dining. Winner, best seafood restaurant. Winner, best crab cake. Thank you, Carroll County, for voting Bud's at Silver Run the best in Carroll Magazine's first annual Reader's Choice Awards. Carroll Magazine Reader's Choice Awards, the best of Bud's at Silver Run. For reservations, call 410-346-6816 or visit us online at budsatsilverrun.com.
8:33 on Casey and Company. Here's Chuck Whitaker with traffic and weather on the threes.
Some leftover slowing, but we're still okay. Nothing major at the Harbor Tunnels as we're coming south. JFX looks like we're clear from Ruxton Road through Northern Parkway. Always a chance to be a little bit slow through Northern Parkway and Cold Spring Lane. No serious impacts right now on the way, but still slow through Pikesville towards the JFX on the Parkville side at Hartford Road and 795 down through Frederick Road, and then much better from Frederick Road towards I-95 over on the southwest side. I'm Chuck Whitaker with traffic and weather on the threes on Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Your Fox 45 forecast, mostly cloudy and really mild today with highs headed for the low 70s. We could see a stray shower, but I think our best chance of rain will hold off until late tonight heading into Friday morning. That's when we've got some soaking rain moving in along with cooler temperatures. From the Fox 45 Weather Authority, I'm meteorologist Amy Aronson for Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Now, Gary Stein on sports.
Players and coaches are human, too, and with the glare that opening day brings, it's human nature for nerves to set in, so says the Orioles manager, Craig Albernaz.
You should have nerves, right? I think the players should have nerves. Like, it keeps you on edge, right? It keeps you, those nerves are there for a reason. And I think, you know, when you don't have those nerves, that's when you overlook some things or you get too comfortable.
Trevor Rogers will take the ball for Baltimore at 3:05 p.m. today, agrees.
I was talking to my wife, so you gonna have any jitters for opening this? Damn right, we have some jitters. It's going to be exciting, you know, just being with the, you know, the best fans in baseball at Camden Yards, and just a beautiful ballpark, and, you know, some of the upgrades they've made to the place. And
all gets underway with the orange carpet welcome at 2:30 p.m., although there'll be all types of pregame activities before that, and also outside the stadium as well. Again, first pitch at 3:05. And a sidebar here, the Athletics' Keith Law, in his preseason prognostications, picking Gunnar Henderson as the AL MVP, citing the shortstop's performance at the World Baseball Classic and protection that Pete Alonso would offer Henderson in the Orioles' batting order. Former Raven Joe Flacco having some fun at his press conference announcing his new deal with the Bengals, the 41-year-old entering his 19th season with kids now old enough to be aware of and involved in the process.
If I told you what they thought, like, oh, you're going to go there? You should go there. Or you should get this much. Or you should... They were fun little conversations. You're asking for too much, actually. You don't need that, you know? It was cool sitting on the couch at the end of the night after we were done stuff and hearing what they were kind of thinking about throughout the day.
1 year, $6 million for the father of five. The deal could be worth up to $9 million. And by the way, it's such a pleasure to hear this kind of Joe Flacco after all those years in Baltimore. He's really letting his hair down. Birthdays today, Pro Football Hall of Famer and Heisman Trophy winner Marcus Allen turned 66 today. Hoop Hall of Famer John Stockton, 9 times the NBA assist leader, celebrates birthday number 64 today. And 2-time Super Bowl champion Kyle Van Noy turns 35 today. On this day in sports history, we take you back 66 years. March 26, 1960. Orioles and Reds series planned for Havana is moved to Miami as diplomatic relations between the U.S. and Fidel Castro's government rapidly deteriorate. Some Orioles refuse to go. 1975, Washington Capitals play their record NHL 37th road game without a win and the NHL record of 17 straight losses. And it was on this day in 1979, one of the most famous NCAA finals ever. Magic Johnson and Michigan State beat Larry Bird and Indiana State in what is still the highest rated college basketball game ever. 75-64 Michigan State. The game was watched by 35.1 million households. The time now is 8:37. And that is Stein on Sports.
Lorien has 6 different assisted living communities throughout the Baltimore area. These are as followed: Lorien Bel Air, Lorien Tawnytown, Lorien Encore, Lorien Elk Ridge, Lorien Harmony Hall, and Lorien Mount Airy. Each of them have a unique feature that would really benefit your loved one if you are looking for assisted living services. Visit our website today at LorienAssistedLiving.com to get more information and speak to one of our sales directors.
Now, back to more of Casey and Company on Talk Radio 680 WCVM.
It's 8:37, 23 minutes now before the hour of 9 o'clock. Time to go in-depth with Mackenzie Frost of Fox 45, who's getting ready to jump on a boat and view the Key Bridge site. Good morning, Mackenzie.
Good morning, John. I'm on the boat right now, actually.
Okay, you're on the boat right now, so I know we're limited today. I want to get right to it. So what are you intended to be looking for today? And I guess my biggest question is that the Sunshine Skyway Bridge in Tampa, which had a catastrophic collapse in 1980 due to a freighter collision, it took 7 years to rebuild that bridge. We keep telling us they're going to be done by 2030. Are we buying that? Should we really expect this bridge to be rebuilt by 2030?
Well, I mean, I think that is the biggest unanswered question, right? I mean, the first initial estimates, if you remember, it was 2028, and then quickly it was 2030. And, you know, the governor told me just the other day that he wants to be the governor who cuts the ribbon on this new bridge. And I can tell you, I'm standing on this boat as we are headed straight for the Key Bridge collapse site. And, you know, from a layman's perspective, not a whole lot has been done. I know that experts would say that there has been a lot done, and a lot of the work has, you know, is a little bit of the invisible work in terms of the design and underwater work. But from an outsider's perspective, it is a little difficult to see how this gets done by 2030. I think a lot of people would hope that that is reality, especially in the communities who are most impacted and have been most impacted by this collapse.
Any idea of the cost? We hear the cost is going to be somewhere between $1.7 and $1.9 billion, but as typically these projects go, costs can usually skyrocket fairly quickly.
Yeah, I mean, those are the initial estimates. Now the latest one is, oh, you know, it could top $5.2 billion. And so I think that that is another thing that we have to keep our eyes on. As this project continues, the cost could continue to grow. And then the biggest looming piece of this puzzle is, will the federal government actually pay the 100% cost share that Congress approved? I talked to Congressman Andy Harris recently about this, and he said, you know, just because Congress approved it doesn't mean that they have to pay the funding. They can, but that doesn't mean they have to. And so the question is, will they? And given the ongoing rift between the governor and the president, that always is a question.
Do you know if the governor has agreed to or even thought of exempting the prevailing wage or some of the regulatory burdens that rebuilding the bridge, the MBE regulations, things of that nature? Has he mentioned anything about that?
I mean, that was something that Secretary Duffy brought up in that letter that was sent late last year. And I asked him about that, and he said, you know, he believes that that's part of the process and that's important to ensure that workers who are doing this get, you know, a wage that is a livable wage. And so it doesn't look like that will likely change. As the project moves forward, will that change? I don't know. But it doesn't look like there's any sort of movement on that.
And do you know the nature of the lawsuit the state has filed against Grace Ocean and the shipping companies and the manufacturers, et cetera? Do we have any update on that?
Those are still ongoing, and that's part of why, you know, the cost share piece of this is still relevant, right? Because the governor says Maryland has what he calls, quote, skin in the game because of the litigation, and any funding that is recovered would go back into that. And so Congress would, you know, cover 100%, but the state argues any money recovered in this litigation and these lawsuits would then go towards the rebuild effort. It's just, everyone knows that lawsuits take forever, and especially one of this magnitude would take a very long time. So it's, you know, if money is recovered, it would likely go being essentially paid back after any rebuild effort is done.
Yeah, reimbursement rather than actually front money.
Exactly.
Yeah. Final question, because I know you got to get running here, but and that is when you look, we keep hearing that construction is going to intensify this summer, but we're being warned that we really aren't going to see anything significant until next year in 2027. Is that what you're hearing?
That is what we're hearing, and that's hopefully what I'm going to get some more clarity on this boat tour when we get a little bit closer. It looks like we're getting a little bit closer to the bridge site, so I'm hoping to ask the chief engineer of the Maryland Transportation Authority to provide a little bit more specifics on the timeline. I mean, I can tell you, Sean, everywhere we go, people in the state, even friends outside of the state, want to know, has that bridge been built yet? What's going on with the bridge? So I think the timeline is really the biggest thing that people want answers to. So any specifics that I can get, I want to bring to our viewers tonight for sure.
Tonight at 5:30, in depth with Mackenzie Frost on Fox 45. We'll let you go, Mackenzie. We know you got your stuff to do. Good talking. We will talk next Thursday.
Thanks so much. I appreciate it. Thank you.
You're welcome. Bye bye. It's 8:43. Traffic and weather on the threes. Once again, the update now with the king of all traffic, Chuck the Body Whitaker.
And just when we thought we had it made, we have a wreck now in the outer loop before Security Boulevard. It's an Indy area where there's no shoulder available, and it's blocking the left-hand lane. At least one vehicle is involved. It looks like heavy damage to the front end. Yeah, he's pretty well smashed. There's a pickup truck ahead of him. So right now, it looks like there's another one behind them. Only two lanes right now getting by. Actually, three lanes are getting by on the right side. But already with that, we're backed up again beyond Liberty Road. So be prepared for the brake lights as you're coming down the Beltway with the new wreck here before Security Boulevard. Watch your speed. Stay to the right as you get down around the bridge at Windsor Mill Road. We expect the state police, maybe the fire department here pretty soon. We'll keep an eye on that. I'm Chuck Whitaker with traffic and weather on the threes on Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Fox 25 Weather Authority forecast. It is going to be cloudy and mild for opening day today. Highs in the low 70s, maybe a stray shower later tonight. Then tomorrow it's going to be a soaking rain all day. Temperature is going to fall significantly from today's low 70s into the maybe upper 40s tomorrow. 52 right now and cloudy in Annapolis, 50 in Ellicott City. Time for our feel-good news segment of the day.
I need some good.
Feel good. Welcome to this segment brought to you by Town Appliance. Firefighters in Southern California pulled off a tiny miracle after rescuing four cats from a burning apartment, and three of them weren't breathing. But instead of giving up, crews performed CPR, even mouth-to-snout resuscitation. Here are the first responders talking about their rescue.
When I looked under the bed, I found the first cat, the black one. But as soon as I went to go grab it, it just fell over. So then I knew something was wrong.
We didn't have any oxygen at that time, so I reverted to mouth to snout and started pumping on the cat's chest.
Giving them chest compressions. And I know from holding my cats, their hearts beat pretty fast. So I knew to beat pretty deep and pretty fast.
They treat them like their kids, so we just couldn't leave them there.
We just treated it kind of like we would treat a pediatric patient that was unresponsive and not breathing. Small, press hard, press fast, and breathe into them.
All four cats did indeed survive the fire. And that is a look at our Feel Good News segment brought to you by Town Appliance right off Reisterstown Road in Owings Mills for all your appliance needs.
Hi, it's Kim Klasick. When I think appliances, I think Town Appliance in Owings Mills. You're going to meet Mayor and Mayor, and they'll help you make the best choice. Whether you're remodeling or replacing, they'll guide you through all their brands like Electrolux and Frigidaire. Over 70 trusted brands to choose from. Whatever fits your style and budget, they will customize it just for you. This is a family-run store that actually treats you like family. Skip the big box chaos and take it from me. Once you walk into their showroom, be prepared to be amazed, like I was. TownAppliance.com, powered by family, trusted by yours.
8:46, and it is 14 minutes now before the hour of 9 o'clock. And look, no matter how you feel about the war or military combat operations in Iran, I know there are many people who are concerned about it, whether they're MAGA Republicans or swampy Republicans or Democrats. Nobody likes war. Nobody wants to go to war. Sometimes you have no choice. Sometimes it's inevitable. But one thing is clear. Once you are in this kind of combat operations or war, you should absolutely root for the successful completion of the mission, the safety of our troops, of the United States of America, and try as best as you can to back the president and pray for the president, the troops, and our country. Unfortunately, that is kind of gone by the wayside. It used to be that politics stopped at the water's edge. It used to be politics stopped when it came to troops in harm's way, but no longer. Two cases in point. John Brennan, a.k.a. the Drone Ranger, asked recently on CNN by a reporter whether he believes Iran or President Trump in the ongoing discussion about the ceasefire.
Iran, like, they are an authoritarian regime who's known to lie, but, like, I'm confused. What is going on? Help me. Calm me down.
Well, I tend to believe Iran more than I do Donald Trump. Because he could not acknowledge the truth, even when it is he's slapped in the face with it repeatedly.
CNN Simone Sanders. John Brennan believes Iran over the president of the United States. John Brennan is also a Muslim friendly. Then there's Senator Chris Van Hollen, Democrat of Maryland.
And Senator, let me just put that to you. Who do you think is telling the truth?
Casey, unfortunately, we've learned that Donald Trump has been lying to the American people from the start, and he keeps lying to the American people, which is never a good thing.
So you believe the Iranian officials over the President of the United States?
I believe that based on all the information that's available.
And this is prevailing wisdom among the Democrats, or lack thereof, among the Democrats these days, that, and in the media, whether it's the New York Times, the Washington Compost, that continue to swallow the lies that the Iranian regime are broadcasting, the propaganda, you know, the Baghdad Bob or, Tehran Timmy, whatever you want to call them, that they continue to lie. And then the next thing you know, you turn around the next day and it's exactly as President Trump has said. Now we're told there are no peace talks. The media saying the Iranians are rebuffing the president's ceasefire idea. There are going to be talks, negotiations held in Pakistan next week. That has now been confirmed. So the media lies. Van Hollen is a liar. John Brennan is a liar. Hopefully he'll get his comeuppance and subpoenas from an Operation Crossfire Hurricane, as he was part of that cabal that plotted and conspired to overthrow a sitting president of the United States. Hopefully he gets his just desserts along with Comey and Clapper and Biden and Obama and Rice and the rest of the ne'er-do-wells, so to speak. But that's what's sad. Now, look, we can disagree politically. We can disagree about how the war started, how it's campaigned, whatever. But to openly, let's imagine World War II, and you probably had some in this country that would believe the word of Adolf Hitler over that of FDR. So just imagine. It's incredible. That's where we are today, sadly. Spring season, selling season is here. If you own a home, if you think about selling your home, my number one recommendation, guaranteed, is Vinny Steele, your home sold guarantee realty. And, you know, again, for 9 years here on WCBM, I've been telling you about Vinny and your home sold guaranteed realty because his results and guarantees are different. Vinny sells homes nearly three times faster for 3% more than the average agent on a $400,000 home. That's going to net you about $12,400 more in your pocket. He also has over 12,000 buyers in waiting, means your home may already be sold. Vinny has helped thousands of families in his 23 years of real estate. His upfront written guarantee is simple and it's powerful. He'll sell your home at 100% of market value or he'll pay you the difference. Or your home sold guaranteed, Vinny will buy it at a price and time frame agreeable to you as well. So when you're ready to sell your Maryland home or Lower Pennsylvania home, do your homework today. Call the expert I trust. Call or text Vinny right now, 410-709-7515, or visit VinnySteele.com.
Do you need a new roof? Call Badger at 443-NEW-ROOF. At Badger Contracting, we inspect your roof, give you a free estimate, and work to improve and protect your home. We are a trusted local company that's worked on thousands of roofs, large and small. Call now, get a free estimate, 20% off your new roof, and a free gutter system. Call me, Barry Flax, at 443-NEW-ROOF. For immediate response, call 443-NEW-ROOF. Badger Contracting. Our job is your satisfaction.
Looking for smart financial insight? Tune into On the Money with Gil Kuda. Hear strategies, market insight, and investment guidance for today's investors. On the Money with Gil Kuda. Saturdays from 1 to 2 p.m. on Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Weekday afternoons on Talk Radio 680 WCBM. Live news at the top and bottom of every hour. Live up-to-the-minute traffic reports. And accurate weather forecasts from the meteorologist at Fox 45. News, weather, traffic, Sean Hannity and Rob Carson. Weekday afternoons on Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
It's 8:52. You know, it's so sad watching the Key Bridge sitting in the water. And that, how long that's going to take is Baltimore's Inner Harbor pavilions are ghost towns. They are sitting quietly as all the former attractions, all the restaurants, all the shops, all the reasons why you used to go to Light Street and Pratt Street pavilions have faded away and are gone. And now they're going to redevelop the whole area. Families once packed. I remember taking my boys to the ESPN Zone. I remember Barnes & Noble. It used to be down there, etc. Again, the Renaissance Hotels, the Sheraton Hotels, they've been hit hard as well as, again, we have watched now, and some people can blame demographics, some can say change is inevitable, but I blame the ongoing Democrat policies which have destroyed cities, which have ruined our cities, which have basically killed our education system. And the like. And I think that's who's responsible. Yeah, there could be businesses that come and go. Those are free market forces. But for entire structures to be torn down and eliminated, I think that speaks volumes as to who's running our cities and states these days. 8:53, traffic and weather on the threes. Now with the update, the final update of the morning, here's Lugnuts Johnson.
And the Galleria. You used to love
going
there.
Yeah, the Galleria was great as well.
2 years ago, Key Bridge.
Yep.
Down. Talking about that. Wow. Can't believe it's been 2 years already. The wreck, the state highway crews have just cleared the last vehicle from the left-hand lane on the Beltway right before you get to Security Boulevard. I'm sure they're going to be in the painted out area now on the right side right before Security, but we're on the move once again. But now the tail end of this backup, I'm sure, and I'm just changing the camera here back to the area. It's solid.
back to 795, just starting to move there. So you have to go 795 Liberty Road to I-70 before it starts to get better. But at least now that area of the Beltway where we had the wreck is on the move. Should be some leftover heavy traffic south, but with the lanes moving at both the harbor tunnels. I'm Chuck Whitaker with traffic and weather on the threes on Talk Radio 680 WCBN.
Fox 35 Weather Authority forecast. Cloudy, mild today. Highs in the low 70s. Maybe a stray shower later on this evening. We should be okay to get the game in without any precipitation. And then tomorrow's not going to be a nice day. It's going to be all day soaking rain. Temperatures will fall throughout the day. Right now, 53 in Pikesville and downtown Baltimore. Oriole Park at Camden Yards. Let's check in with them. The thermometer right now is at 54 degrees. So it's going to another 20 degrees or so. And then, so you were now going to the opening
you
day.
Know what? I guess I lied. I am. I'm going to go down to Camden Yards for about an hour or two, so I'll be able to see the start of the game.
Okay.
That's exciting, right?
Yeah, opening day is always exciting.
It's always fun. And then we had Buster call in the show yesterday. Buster's one of the bartenders. He's been there for decades.
At Oriole Park?
Yeah. He called the show. He said he's going to be under the new scoreboard. He's like, so tell all your friends. I said, all right, Buster, since you're there, I got to come down and say hello. So
okay.
I'll go down and say hello. If anybody sees me down there, please say hello, because I would love to meet you.
We got to get you over to the Splash Zone one day. You can be the guest splasher.
Yes, that's what I want to do.
When it's like July and like 95.
How much will I get paid for something like that?
What's coming up this morning?
Man. So we got lots to talk about. A lot of drama. This is getting interesting. I know you know about Delegate Eric Boucher and the fact that he has been...
You mean Aristotle Boucher?
Yes. He's been coming to work and basically saying present here and then taking a leave. And so, you know, shout out to Gary Collins, Spotlight of Maryland, for, you know, I guess figuring this all out and bringing it to light. But now you've got a couple people like Senator Justin Reedy calling for his resignation. Well, today on the show, we're going to have the two Republican opponents that are going after the seat. He's not running for re-election, but Sally Taylor's going to join us at 11 o'clock. And then we have Steve Whistler joining us at 10:35. You know, Sean, I think some of this has to do with the fact that, you know, because people are asking why hasn't he resigned if he hates the job so much. From my understanding, if he resigned, of course, you'll have the Central Committee decide who's going to then sit in that seat until the next election.
Right.
And so I believe that there are people on both sides of this because they want a certain candidate to sit in that seat. Because Boucher did make a comment saying that he believed whoever they choose will have an advantage as an incumbent.
Well,
so I think it comes down to who
they
know
want. Which one they want.
Oh, so you know.
I know.
I'm in the dark on this
okay.
one. I don't know.
All
and
right.
so there's.
I'll tell you off air.
Okay, because there's been a lot of back and forth, but they're going to join us. And of course, we got Tory Snow at 10 o'clock. He'll join us to talk about his latest op-ed in the Baltimore Sun. And of course, it's the 2-year anniversary of the collapse of the Francis Scott Key Bridge. So we'll start the show with all those details.
Right, very good, Kim Klasik.
Thank you.
Live up next. Always entertaining and informing. Baltimore is Kim. Always a great show. All right, so I want to play this cut for you again. This is Senator Chris Murphy of Connecticut. And he said this just the other day about who the Democrat Party cares the most about.
The Democratic strategy for 30 years, maybe, and it has failed to deliver for the people we care about most, the undocumented Americans that are in this country.
The people we care about the most, the undocumented immigrants, meaning the illegal aliens. Patty Morin, Rachel Morin's mom, basically saying that taxpayers in Maryland who vote for Democrats and or Republicans deserve better than a party that cares about illegal aliens more than anybody else.
Marylanders that are here want ICE, want law enforcement to protect us. That's what we're paying our taxpayer dollars for, not for Governor Moore to go to the courts and fight this imaginary battle because he's trying to, I don't know, maybe make points with the Democrat Party or something. He's completely out of touch with Marylanders, and it's very upsetting.
Something also out of touch, and this proves the case that the Democrats do care about illegal aliens more than law-abiding citizens and residents. Congressman Mary Miller of Illinois saying Katie Abraham's killer, who was an illegal alien, had full-blown AIDS when he came over the border. And now we know the killer of Sheridan Gorman, I think his name is Jose Medina, he was getting tuberculosis treatments. He crossed the border with TB, and he didn't actually show up for his asylum hearing or whatever because he was getting medical care, which was costing taxpayer dollars, taxpayers $30,000 for his TB medical care. So they cross over with diseases, they get free medical care, and then they kill and murder innocent American citizens. And that's the party that just told you that's who they care about the most. We'll see you tomorrow morning. God bless our troops. God bless America.
This is the right choice for Maryland. Talk Radio.